News this hour from townhall.com. Anna Thomason. An earthquake that struck Russia's Far East makes the top 10 list of the strongest quakes ever recorded. Correspondent Ben Thomas says the impact is being felt far and wide.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Island.
Tsunami fears sent people heading for higher ground along parts of the U.S. West Coast, as well as in Alaska and parts of Hawaii. And while there have been some tsunami waves, Hawaii's tsunami warning has been downgraded to an advisory. New York City police say the gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports. Police say Shane Tamora, who played high school football, tried to target the NFL's headquarters in the building but took the wrong elevator. A Senate bill would give Americans a piece of the pie, a share of the Trump tariffs windfall.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act. Bob Agner reported.
The Federal Reserve announces its latest interest rate decision that today. The Central Bank expected to leave interest rates unchanged, despite President Trump's call for a rate cut. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points, the Nasdaq futures 25 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, we've made it to midweek. It's the 603 Talk Radio 680 WCBM on a Wednesday. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We had late lifting construction in Rosedale, 95 southbound, right at the city-county line, right where you split off to 95 and the Old Harbor Tunnel. And at one point, we only had two lanes open, backed us up all the way back to the Beltway. In the process right now, the work itself is gone, but the backup is still there. So if you're coming south from Rosedale and coming down from White Marsh through 95 at the Beltway, it's still slow there. I think it'll be gone in the next 10 to 15 minutes. We should be completely clear after the Chesico Avenue Bridge. It's open down through the city-county line. Heads up, Howard County, there's a wreck on the right side, northbound 95 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another brutal day ahead. Right now, Aberdeen has 72 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's already 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore City Health Department has once again extended its code red extreme heat alert through today due to the dangerously high heat and humidity. Officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, younger children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. The governor and Senator Chris Van Hollen will visit Baltimore today to check on the progress of the Key Bridge demolition. Earlier this month, crews began using heavy machinery to remove the remaining bridge structures. As part of the process, it'll take several months to complete. The Maryland Department of the Environment has issued new operating permits for the CSX coal facility in Curtis Bay. The new permit requires additional measures to control dust and protect the community. Under the new permit, CSX has 120 days to submit a design to construct a wind screen to minimize dust from leaving the site. The structure must surround and be taller than the coal storage piles. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation is installing new school zone speed cameras. The speed camera implementation will begin on or about August 11th. It's on East 29th Street in Barclay Elementary School and on Pulaski Highway around the Highland Elementary Middle School. Right now it's 6:06, pick 3 lottery 441, your pick 4, 6525, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oh, what might have been.
Just a simple blast. Tyler O'Neill has homered for a career high fourth consecutive game.
Kevin Brown with the call on Madison. Tyler O'Neill, fourth consecutive game, as he said, a career high, leading the O's 19-hit, four-homer charge yesterday in a 16-4 Game 1 win. After the game, manager Mancelino on what a healthy Tyler O'Neill can do.
You know, the people that I know around the league that have had him, and I talk to, you know, people just because there's been so many ups and downs here with his health and whatnot, they've all told me when he gets hot, watch out, because he'll carry the team. That's kind of what we're witnessing right now.
Game 2 saw the Birds complete the sweep with a 3-2 win, an Adley Rutschman double, breaking a 2-2 tie in the eighth. Corbin Martin wiggling out of a ninth-inning jam for his first career save. Between games, Birds making another move with their bullpen, sending Sir Anthony Dominguez across the stadium from one clubhouse to the other, from the O's to the Blue Jays, for our minor leaguer, Jerron Watts-Brown. Big news from Ravens camp yesterday was the injury to tight end Isaiah Likely at the end of practice. John Harbaugh, post-practice.
Yeah, we'll know more tomorrow. It's going to be a few weeks, though. You know, there's somebody rolled his ankle, foot area, so we'll get an MRI tomorrow and see exactly what it needs to be done, but it'll be a few weeks. It's good that it's this early in camp, so.
Likely pounding his fist to the turf in frustration was carted off the field. Coming up in 30 minutes, sending out an SOS to Michael Phelps. And that is Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start
your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
Hey, Doug.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Push the red button. Push on, the red button. Bruce. It says on, right on.
Right on there.
Right on the button. If you flip it upside down, it says no. Coming up on the show this morning, the TikTok door kick challenge in Anne Arundel County is causing a little bit of controversy. Chuck Schumer is questioning the EU trade deal, but our top story here is when you don't have a plan, you blame somebody else. And that's exactly what Governor Moore has been doing. Especially when it comes to the region's electric and the skyrocketing electricity costs, the energy crisis that we now face here in the state of Maryland. We had a closed-door meeting this week up at Bordy Vineyards in northeast Baltimore County. And after the meeting, he took to the barnyard stage before dozens of the state's agricultural leaders, local farmers, and he started to launch on PJM. That is the electric grid operator that manages, you know, the electricity rates for 13 states, not just Maryland. And he basically is laying all the blame at the feet of PJM.
And if we're going to be serious about actually creating a future that makes sure that we can respect all parts of the state and make sure we're protecting our farmers and protecting rural Maryland, it means that Maryland will continue to do things like standing with these other states and pursuing a lawsuit against PJM to lower cost and make this a fairer process. This is not right.
Now, what he's talking about is that Pennsylvania Governor John Shapiro filed a lawsuit against PJM back in December over spikes in the capacity auction, according to federal records. And so the Delaware, Illinois, Maryland, and New Jersey sent a letter this past January to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission supporting Shapiro's lawsuit. We did get a response, at least from the Secretary of Energy and the Trump administration. We'll get to that in just a second. But basically, the governor is disputing PJM's conclusion. They're saying that much of the energy crisis has been caused by the Democrats, including him, decarbonization policies that have been set in the legislature and elsewhere.
No, it is very clear and it's well documented. We are working and supporting the lawsuit against PJM that's happening with these other states. And one thing we know is that that there is no data that shows what PJM is saying is true. You know, what we do know is that PJM has a process that continues to thwart any type of new developments, that PJM is a process that is not transparent, that PJM has a process that, frankly, is making it more difficult for our farmers, and they have a process where they're working with all these other states that's making it more complicated, where they're drawing up a map and then basically looking at our states like people don't actually even live there. And so I'm standing right alongside the other governors of these other states within PJM saying PJM has got to change their process because they are the reason that we continue watching so many of these challenges when it comes to increased energy costs and when it comes to a lack of transparency to a lot of our farmers who are getting hosed right now. What PJM has laid out is a slap in the face.
Well, that was a weapon of mass deflection. And
yes,
we'll explain why in just a moment.
6:13 right now, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it was late lifting construction, and they were working. They're normally supposed to be out of there around 5, and they didn't really get out of the area in Rosedale till almost 5:30, 95 South, right at the city-county line. So it backed us up. We only had two lanes open, went all the way back to the Beltway, and actually even a little bit beyond. So a lot of that traffic is still coming south. The work zone itself is gone, still recovering, still seeing a few brake lights right at the Beltway, but much better going south. Now, what happens after that, all that traffic that was bottled up there is now coming south into both the Harbor Tunnels. So we're going to get a surge right now, both on 95 and 895, and then we'll see if that calms down. The wreck early in Howard County, still on the shoulder, but the backup is gone. It's northbound 95 at Route 32, and for right now, the state police are there on the right shoulder. There's no impact as you're coming by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start today. Heat advisory in effect from 11 in the morning all the way to 8 tonight due to the heat index well over 100. We're expecting some storms and heavy rain, damaging winds possible tomorrow. That'll bring in some cooler temperatures. Might be like a 20, 25 degree drop by Friday. Right now, we're 75 in Ellicott City, and it is sunny and 77 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Nearly half the United States is experiencing near-record heat. So hot right now, people are demanding the release of the Epstein list, just so they can fan themselves with it.
Yes.
So hot that Ghislaine Maxwell has decided to stay in prison just for the AC.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
There you go.
Really?
If it's going to drop 25 degrees, I'm going to have to get out my muff.
That's true. And, of course, so hot. And yesterday,
I beg your pardon,
Chuck Whitaker, speaking of muffs, Chuck Whitaker took a bath in baby powder.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to prevent the chafing that comes with the...
I look like a pool cue.
Complete with blue tip. Katy Perry spotted having dinner with the son of Fidel Castro, former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, at a restaurant in Montreal on Monday.
Ooh.
Trudeau was thrilled. He always wanted to date an astronaut. Candidate for mayor Framingham, Massachusetts, is having some difficulty based on his name. The candidate's name, Jeffrey Epstein. He said, people keep emailing me for my list. What, my grocery list? I don't know what's going on here. Representative Bob Onder, he's a Republican from Missouri. He wants to remove JFK's name from Washington's Kennedy Performing Arts Center and rename it the Trump Center for the Performing Arts. Can you imagine the first recipients of the Trump Center honors? It'd be Lee Greenwood, Kid Rock,
sure,
Sylvester Stallone, and maybe a few others. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Leave it alone.
No. Probably not.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point at which that this descends into parody, and that would be the point, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think if anything, get it out of the swamp. If you want a Trump Performing Arts Center, build it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so that it's meaningful. But, you know, the Kennedy Center has really become nothing more than left-wing,
sure,
you know, honorees. Or similar like the Oscars and the Emmys and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they sing better.
Yeah. We've reached a scary new milestone in artificial intelligence. For the first time ever, ChatGPT has passed the I'm Not a Robot test.
Oh.
Is that really all that surprising? You don't really need real intelligence to know which part of the photo contains a bicycle or not.
Right.
I mess it up all the time.
Exactly.
Is that wheel in that corner?
Yeah. A fully immersive version of the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Sphere in Las Vegas. You ever been out there? The Sphere?
No.
Have not.
It's this, it kind of looks like, what's it, Epcot? What's it called in Epcot? That big dome?
Yeah, the Epcot dome.
Yeah. No, I can't remember the name. Was it Earth? Something Earth? I can't remember what it's called.
What's it called? What am I thinking now?
It's right in Epcot. It's the main dome. Iconic the globe. Dome. So, anyway, it'll come to
it has a name.
Yes, it does have a name.
Okay, then.
So, but the Sphere is really, from people that have gone there and watched concerts and stuff, it's a surreal experience. They said it's really neat. Yeah. Imagine the Wizard of Oz there.
Huh? Unfortunately, the horse still has no name, but, you know.
You know, Chuck tells me that the Lollipop Guild out there is actually a strip club. So,
yes.
in Vegas.
Several locations in Florida, I must say.
Yes, indeed. Tongues are wagging after a recent exchange between Pamela Anderson, remember her from Baywatch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got a particular set of skills. They claim they're just friends, but a source says there's a budding romance there. They recently interviewed each other for People, and listen to see if you can see if there's anything happening here, any chemistry between these two.
What was your first impression of me when we met?
I thought, she is so easy on the eyes.
Oh.
I knew we had a kind of a chemistry from very, very early on.
Yeah, we definitely had a chemistry right away, and I was just curious where it was going to take us in the film. So it was really a nice start, but you're a friend for life.
Right?
Oh, we're friends
so
for life.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
She's giggling. Yeah. He's, you know, really easy on the eyes. He's 73. She's 58. And they star in the new movie Naked Gun, the remake.
Oh, really?
That hits theaters this Friday. So either there's something budding there or this is all being done
They're playing it well.
To promote the movie and get people to see the movie.
He said he had a crush on her for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe crushing her now.
He could be. I don't know. He does have that particular set of skills, though. So
that's right.
I'm wondering if he'll be using those anytime soon.
A particular set of skills.
That's right.
Well, you know. Big tsunami doings in Hawaii.
Yes, saw that.
West Coast.
But I think they've called off some of those warnings.
I don't think they're big waves.
Yeah, they're smaller.
Yeah.
Based on the earthquake in Russia. And those and the tsunami warnings are also for the Pacific West Coast, the state of Washington, yeah. Alaska.
So they're mini tsunamis then.
Yeah. Yeah, they could be.
Yeah. You can tsunami.
It's a boy named Tsunami.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Folks?
That's it. We've peaked right there, folks.
That's right.
That's it.
It's all downhill.
Show's over. We're
from
done
here on out.
Our work is done.
Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Good morning.
620. You can reach us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text industry using the free WCBM mobile app. What do you think about Governor Moore blaming PJM, threatening to sue PJM? Wait, there's more. Believe it or not, he still stands with the people.
Power plants are closing in the state of Maryland. Isn't that driving up costs because of decarbonization policies?
No, I'm very clear that I want to have an all-of-the-above approach when it comes to energy.
Including natural gas and...
We need to be able to look at a variety of different options. Because right now you're seeing a challenge of a supply and demand curve. That we continue watching increased demand, but we continue to watch suppressed supply. So we have to be able to increase supply and look at all various options to be able to increase supply in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
All right.
In other words, yeah, we shut down the coal plants, and that has a problem with supply.
Well, there's good news coming from the Trump administration on the coal plants. We've got that coming up next right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning. It's 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're all good to Annapolis. Looking at I-97 of Route 32. Good pace through there. We know that will change in about an hour or so. Right now at the Bay Bridge, no problems. 2 east, 3 west through there. And then the lanes are open at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards Parole and Roe Boulevard on that section of 50. Pretty much now have recovered at late lifting construction about an hour ago. Backed us up in Rosedale. Most of that now is gone, and 95 is running okay from Rossville Boulevard down through the city-county line. But it did give us an early backup and some slow traffic. Be prepared for that. We're heavy early this morning, southbound at both the harbor tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild and muggy again today. Heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning to 8 o'clock tonight to the heat index well over 100. Storms are moving into the area tomorrow, which are going to bring cooler temperatures, but could be heavy rains and very damaging winds tomorrow. As well, right now, sunny, 75 in Reisterstown, 77 in Baltimore City. We're talking about Governor Moore passing the buck, the weapon of mass deflection. He doesn't want to talk about the Democrat policies in the Climate Control Act of 2022. He doesn't want to declare, he doesn't want to basically point out that it is the Democrats that have declared war on fossil fuels. They want to end coal-burning plants, that want to get rid of gas, the internal combustion engine. They're going all the way back to Al Gore, remember him back in the 90s. Well, Moore blaming this controversy over the MPRP project on PJM.
We're going to continue pushing for the fact that when you're looking at the Piedmont Reliability Project, that it's PJM who's managing it, not the states, a multi-state operator.
Wait a minute. The state, the Public Service Commission is a state agency. You appoint like 80% or something like that of the people on the PSC. These are state agencies, Maryland Department of Environment, et cetera. It's not PJM that's going to come in and take people's land through eminent domain. It's not PSEG. It's the state of Maryland. But hey, Governor Moore reassures us he still stands with the people.
This project, and again, I do want to be clear, I understand that there are multiple branches of government. I understand the judicial branch, and I understand what federal judges might rule, but I know this. I stand with the people on this, and this thing has been broken from Jump Street. From Jump Street.
He stands with the people. Boy, that's reassuring, isn't it? That he stands with the people, and this thing keeps advancing, keeps going down the pike, okay? Farmers, landowners, property owners, people in Baltimore, Carroll, Frederick counties are getting letters. They're getting site surveys. It doesn't look like it now. The timeline may be slowing down a bit. We may not see this thing get built till 2027 or 28, but still, there's a lot of risk here. And one attorney, her name is Carolyn Elephant, she is a veteran energy industry attorney based out of Bethesda. She has repped before the EPA and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. She's got power line project clients. She said this, quote, that at the end of the day, it is PJM does not have siting authority, and neither does the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So that's when it comes down to the states. And the states have to make the decision about whether to ultimately site these power lines or not. That's the law, according to this attorney who's been dealing with this. And so for him to get up, I stand with the people. I stand. We're not going to take your land. And this was broken from Jump Street. Well, you, sir, have the power to either slow it down or stop it.
Easy. Simply say, we are not going to use eminent domain to take your property. Period. Ever. Yeah. And then stick to it. It's not all that complicated.
We're going
to
find another way. Let's go to Joe and Glendon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
I have a question for your sportsman, Mr. Stein. Earlier in the month, he said that the Orioles, when they won their doubleheader, it had been like maybe 7 years since they had won a doubleheader. Now they've won two doubleheaders in the same month. I'm wondering if that's ever been done in baseball before.
All right, we'll ask him. He'll be in about 5-8 minutes or so.
He knows stuff.
Yeah.
Great, I'll be listening. That's really
All right. Joe, thanks so much for the call. I'm sure he's listening right now. He'll be prepared for the answers. Maryland Freedom Caucus is celebrating a major victory after the U.S. Department of Energy approved PJM's emergency request to keep Wagner Unit 4 online and protect grid reliability across Maryland. This comes after the caucus sent a letter to Energy Secretary Chris Wright, the Trump administration, and President Trump urging action under Section 202C of the Federal Power Act to prevent rolling blackouts caused by premature power plant closures. So this is a big win according to Delegate Brian Chisholm. He says it's a big win for common sense and a validation of our month-long effort to expose the looming energy crisis caused by Governor Moore's green energy extremism. End of quote. So hopefully we'll avoid or avert any of these rolling blackouts, which California has all the time.
Yeah.
And they're not pretty, folks. It can affect anything. Hospitals, your home. It's not pretty.
Yeah, for a while I actually had the hookup where they could alter my temperature at home. Eventually I said, no, I don't want you doing that because it's uncomfortable when you guys do that. So then the next solution is brownout or simply clip the wire and not let your heater air condition your home at all. But they are in control, you know. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home, you are in control. If you're in this shifting market, you have to talk to Vinny Steele. If you're tired of selling your home, if you tried to sell your home and it hasn't sold, now is the time that the listing has expired to talk to Vinny Steele. Listen, Vinny Steele has been, I've been talking to him now and you guys about him for years, as a matter of fact. Vinny makes buying or selling homes simple, offering multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. All you have to do is just call Vinny or go online to see for yourself. His stats are very impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are people who want to buy a home right now, and they may be looking at your home. Vinny sells homes 2.5 times, almost 3 times faster than the average agent. Call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. That's Vinny Steele, STEO.com.
Coming up next, Chuck Schumer questions the EU trade deal now for news headlines at 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Baltimore City Health Department has extended its code red extreme heat alert through today to the dangerously high heat that we're facing both today and tomorrow. Officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. Wes Moore and Chris Van Hollen are visiting Baltimore today to check on the progress of the Key Bridge demolition. Earlier this month, crews began using heavy machinery to remove the remains of the bridge structure as part of the process that will take several months to complete. And while visiting the site, officials will receive an update on the bridge replacement, which is expected now to be completed in 2028. 6 construction workers did die in that March of 2024 event when the Dolly cargo ship struck the bridge and sent crashing into the Patapsco. The Maryland Department of the Environment has issued new operating permits for the CSX coal facility in Curtis Bay. The new permit requires additional measures to control dust and protect the community. Under the new permit, CSX has 120 days to submit a design to construct a windscreen to minimize dust from leaving the site. The structure must surround and be taller than the coal storage piles. In addition, CSX must install improved water spraying equipment as its coal rail car unloading operations. 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 lottery number is 441. Your pick 4, 6525. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Capitol Beltway with a broken down vehicle. Not yet sure if it's cleared the roadway. It was on the outer loop at the top of the hill at New Hampshire Avenue. So very quickly that backed up towards I-95. And then we're looking at some heavy traffic already. Pretty solid here on the Parkway northbound for the traffic coming up towards Powder Mill Road and up through that area southbound as well. And then there will be some heavy traffic south after Route 175. Nothing major yet on the Beltway locally, but starting to fill in on the west side from 795 down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles bats continued their bashing in Game 1 yesterday against the Blue Jays with super sub Ramon Urias doubling down.
Ramon Urias with a home run. One inning ago is going to go back to back. Home run derby in Baltimore. They are pouring it on.
Kevin Brown with the call on Mass and Urias' first two homers of July as the Birds bash four more in all in a 16-4 thumping of the Jays. Now, that was Game 1. Game 2 was of a different nature, tied at 2 in the 8th.
Go-ahead run at second for Adley Rutschman. High fly ball to right field from Rutschman. Back to the wall. Lucas jumps. Did not make the catch. Ball's on the ground at his feet. Here comes Gutter. He will score. And the Orioles take the lead.
Kevin Brown again with the call. Welcome back, Adley Rutschman. 4-for-9, 3 driven in two games. Off the IL, Birds sweep the Jays 3-2, second game final. Between games, Blue Jays broadcaster Dan Shulman describing what must have been a surreal situation for now former Orioles reliever Sir Anthony Dominguez.
So the big news of the day between games, the Blue Jays acquiring Sir Anthony Dominguez from the Orioles, which meant all he had to do was walk down the tunnel in the service level from the first base clubhouse to the third base clubhouse. This is a half inning ago, walking out to the bullpen along with Yariel Rodriguez.
What a surreal day at Camden Yards. The Nevada man who waltzed into a midtown Manhattan skyscraper with an M4 assault rifle, killing four people, may have been taking revenge on the National Football League. Shane Tamura, 27, a former high school football player, was found with a letter on his body indicating he had grievances with the NFL and its handling of CTE. That's the brain disease that afflicts so many NFL players. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh with post-practice comments.
Yeah, I got home last night and it was on the news, and then they said it was where the NFL is, Park Avenue there, and started texting, to see if people were okay, and just our hearts go out to all the victims involved. I mean, it's just a horrific, sad thing.
One thing Tamura wrote in his note was that football, quote, gave me CTE and it caused me to drink a gallon of antifreeze, unquote. More from Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley as summer camp begins down in College Park. Locksley speaking out on how he will handle his locker room this season.
If you come to Maryland and you look outside of our locker room, there's a sign. And that sign reads, you can leave your Louis belts, your car keys, and your financial statements outside of this locker room, because when you enter those doors, we'll all pay the same price for success or failure.
Did you ever think you would hear a comment like that? Locksley saying last year was a steep learning curve for him on how to pay his players and what money did to the Terps' locker room internally. The time now is 6:37. When we return, let's play some doubleheader trivia.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the question that was posed to you guys during the last segment from a caller was, the Orioles sweeping the doubleheader now twice this month. Has that ever happened before in Major League Baseball? The answer to that is yes, multiple times, because doubleheaders were a common thing, back in throughout baseball, until really the 2000s, the 1990s, 2000s.
Bruce remembers the day they were called Twin Bills.
Well, here's some trivia, though. Back in 1928, the Boston Braves played 9 consecutive doubleheaders.
Wow.
Between September 4th and 15th, meaning they played 18 games in 12 days. This would have included multiple doubleheaders, obviously. They won 5 of those 9. Wow. So that's number one. Number two, the other thing was doubleheader trivia for the Orioles. The Orioles have shut out a team in both ends of a doubleheader twice in their history. Once was, I'm trying to get this here, 1974, 2-0 and 1-0. Dave McNally pitched a complete game three hitter. Mike Cuellar threw a five-hit shutout in the closer. And then in 1974, later, they did it again to the Red Sox with Ross Grimsley tossing a three-hit shutout, Cuellar a two-hit shutout. So two times in the same month, in 1974, the Birds swept shutouts both ends.
Wow, that's incredible.
There you go.
That's where we had really great pitching. By the way, on the shooter up in New York.
Yeah. Tamura.
I think the note was referencing Terry Long.
Yes. So Terry Long was a former NFL right. football player, and he was he was the one that said CTE,
right.
and that he drank a gallon of antifreeze and died.
Yeah. Yeah, very sad.
Crazy.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
I have an acquaintance, a friend, who has CTE. He was a very big-time football player when he was in college. Just to be clear, it's not a mental illness. It doesn't cause mental illness. You can end up with symptoms that kind of overlap mental illness, so memory loss, aggression, mood swings, and suicidal thoughts primarily, because you forget stuff. It's a rough way to go. And it's progressive, and so far there's no solution for it. I just want to be very clear on that, because there's some confusion that somehow the CTE caused mental illness. Now, if he had that, it's independent. It's 6:40 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Schumer yesterday, want to be very clear about something. He doesn't like the EU deal. He thinks it's phony, fake, and we're going to all pay a price.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump announced a new trade deal with the European Union. It will result in a $90 billion per year tax hike on American families. When you raise tariffs, the American families pay for it. $90 billion tax on American families in this tariff deal with the European Union. Donald Trump is, as usual, trying to hype up, exaggerate, and lie about his accomplishments. Donald Trump always lies, almost always lies about his accomplishments, and this is no exception.
Yeah, he's a little problem reading his own copy, but you know, you kind of get the point he's making. He doesn't like the deal. He thinks it's fake, and he knows why Donald Trump is doing this. At least this is according to Chuck Schumer.
In Trump's frenzy to divert attention away from the Epstein scale, Trump is once again totally making things up. And what did the American consumer get out of this Trump tax hike? A 15% increase on everyday goods. This deal is a 15% Trump tax on American consumers, plain and simple. Trump would have you believe it's the biggest deal ever. That's his words. Dangling $250 billion of new energy purchases and more in new investments. There's just one hiccup. It's fake.
Yeah, well, first things first. Again, he can't read his own words. It's not scale, it's scandal he was talking about. And secondly, so far as we can tell, there is no Donald Trump Epstein scandal. There very well may be a scandal around Epstein and whatever lists or details he left. Ghislaine Maxwell rather have details on that. However, there is a problem with Chuck Schumer and his ability to tell the truth.
Donald Trump wants people to breathe a sigh of relief that his tariff isn't 30%, but now is only 15%. But the American people aren't going to be fooled when their prices go up. Donald Trump was so desperate to get a trade deal done after falling short of his promise of 90 deals in 90 days. That's another hyped up claim, that he sold out American families just to try and claim a win. It's not a win, not for him and not for the American people.
It's amazing. We have a comment from Howard Lutnick, who is Secretary of Commerce, coming up for you in a couple of minutes, that basically dispels pretty much everything that Schumer just said. But Schumer is counting on low-information voters and on the true believers on the Democrat side, who simply want something to hang on to prove to them in their brains that orange man bad. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on 95 northbound. We had the wreck early this morning at Route 32. This new wreck is northbound just after the bridge at Route 175. So we're backed up again back towards Route 32. Now, the report says it's in one of the center lanes, but the camera is facing south of the accident scene, so we'll see if Chark can figure it out and turn it around so we can see if they're in the center lane or not. But you have the backup beginning at Route 32 in Howard County, maybe a little rubbernecking southbound as you're coming by the accident scene. Also on the Capitol Beltway, delays because of a broken-down vehicle on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. Early delays, and already this morning we're backed up southbound with delays coming in from the city-county line at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild muggy start to the day, but it's going to be another hot and scorching humid day with a heat advisory in effect from 11 to 8 today due to the heat index well over triple digit storms tomorrow. Heavy rain, damaging winds, and then cooler temperatures will prevail for late Thursday into Friday. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 77 in Middle River, and we have got sunny skies in Pasadena, and 76 degrees. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
The last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
Indeed it did, Sir Rodney. I didn't know if you realized there's a head of lettuce eating championship held every year.
There is, really?
There is, and it happens in the state of Minnesota.
Each lettuce is formally weighed before the competition begins. Then participants must place their right hand on their lettuce and recite the pledge.
Let the strength of the mighty iceberg carry us forward.
Then they start chowing down. To show you finish the entire head, you have to stand up, raise the stem, and prove your mouth is empty. The reigning champion, Nathan Thomas, crowned Ethan as head lettuce.
I beat the last head lettuce, and that's more than enough.
Yeah.
Eating a head of lettuce. That's it. That's all you get, folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's iceberg, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Give you those big iceberg. Eat it like an apple, I suppose.
I guess.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I'd like to get some video on that. That could be fun. Snack giants Hershey and Mondelez.
We'll contact Governor Wall. See what he can do for you.
Right. For officially turning a mashup into a real product, two new hybrid treats launching this fall, Reese's Oreo Cup and Oreo Reese's Cookie, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Hmm.
So you get like a regular Reese's peanut butter cup, but it'll have Oreo flavors. And then you get the regular Oreo cookie with the Reese's filling inside it. So
that would be good.
Yeah, could be. Do you like sourdough bread? I love sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it takes a little bit longer to make. So now there's a place called the Sourdough Inn. So it'll watch your sourdough starter kit for you while you go and do whatever you want.
For a week.
Yes. Open up in Brooklyn during COVID. And now apparently it's relocating. Folks that like our sourdough aficionados will love the sourdough inn. A baker will create and feed a starter, also referred to as a culture. The sourdough starter is formulated from flour and water, and then, of course, the fermenting of the wild yeast and everything else. But it takes a little bit of a different baking process.
All right, then.
But now you can go. If you're looking for a place to stay, the Sourdough Inn. New protein bars, really just nothing more than a PBJ, disguised as a protein bar. They're called Jams. They come in strawberry, berry colors, but they're basically a PBJ protein bar. Yeah. It's time has come, apparently. AI now is going to be delivering in some convenience stores. Have you been to the ballpark where, you know, you just go and everything's behind a case? And
yeah.
Then you just pick it up. Well, this is the same kind of everything's behind a case in a convenience store. Like, say, you go to 7-Eleven. No shelves. Everything's behind a case. And they have these robot arms. It's called a Ven Hub. So they have AI and robot arms that go and pick you order your stuff on a kiosk, and it picks it all out for you and delivers it to the counter. That's the future of convenience stores.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So there'll be nobody there to to get your bag of ice for you. You have to do it yourself, I guess. New dish out, Maryland's crab cakes with corn and tomato salad voted America's 10th favorite summer dish. Maryland steamed blue crabs with Old Bay and pit beef sandwiches also included in that. Number one was blueberry pie with vanilla ice cream.
That's good.
In Maine. Barbecue ribs with Mississippi comeback sauce was number two. Grilled strip steak with garlic scapes in New York. Peach cobbler in Alabama, number four. Number five, fried chicken in Kansas. But we come in at number 10, crab cakes with corn and tomato salad.
All right.
Jumbo lump, obviously. Steamed blue crabs were 66. What?
Wow.
How can they be way down that list? Then pit beef was worse. 91, but it still made the top 100. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Heads up, please.
Yes, sir.
There's another state police car coming north on 95 at Route 175. Maybe a chart before this is over. We'll turn the camera.
And
up to the
there, it
so
is, folks.
Yep,
there it is. First,
I'm being polite.
First,
I'm asking politely.
First
not
chart,
hollering
yet. First chart complaint at 648.49, folks.
On not doing us any good looking south. We know the backup is there. We'd like to see what the hell's causing the problem.
I see.
You know, that's part of the job, ain't it?
Yeah.
So that's a new
message,
thing, Chuck? That's
message
a new thing?
From Chart saying, hey, Whitaker, rotate this.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what they're saying. Charlie Gisley told me they got a dartboard in their headquarters with my face on it.
The man behind the map. Boy,
yeah.
What
they got big, the map up there with my face on it.
What a big map it is.
Mr. Casey.
Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Yeah.
649. By the way, for Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of these idiots, the Wall Street Journal, no friend of President Trump.
Right.
Gerard Baker has an article today in the Wall Street Journal, quote, if Trump's tariffs are so bad, where's the recession? In their rush to emphasize the negatives, economists might have overlooked countervailing forces. You think?
You think, yeah. Well, Howard Lutnick, Secretary of Commerce, says, you know, the Schumer was critical of where are you going to get this money? How does Europe guarantee what's going to happen? Well, Lutnick says, well, they sat down and discussed it and came up with a number.
The European Union put together all of their companies, their pharmaceutical companies, their auto companies, all their businesses who made commitments to the European Union that they could then give to President Trump and said, we are committed to building in America $600 billion of additional investment.
By the way, President Trump is a heavyweight when it comes to trade deals, business deals.
Yep.
Ursula von der Leyen is a featherweight, and it showed. He absolutely took her to the bank, to the cleaners on this trade deal. 650. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the TikTok door kick challenge. You may not have heard of it yet, but it is already manifesting itself in parts of Baltimore. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The New York shooter, how CNN reported who this gentleman was and what his characteristics were early on, shows a particularly odd kind of bias. Christy Noem takes on the Dems and some of their misbehavior, and Chris Van Hollen showed up in this ICE facility, and he'll detail for us exactly how difficult, how arduous it was, and what a pain in his heart he felt. Walking away from there.
They didn't have any margaritas.
Really, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. No margaritas, no mojitos, but plus they locked him up. 653, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
If we know he was going, maybe we can get him DoorDash next time.
Really? StubHub, yeah. Something, you know?
Have something delivered there.
Yeah. We have to use Sell DoorDash, though.
Okay. Northbound 95, if you're coming up from Route 32, the wreck is at 175. And just in the last couple of minutes, still haven't seen the wreck. Northbound is still backed up at 175. They were in the right center lane. They may be on the shoulder now. The pace has improved just a little bit through there, but we're still backed up all the way back to Route 32. And delays on the parkway with the heavy traffic in the area between Powder Mill Road and 175. Some of that may be this traffic getting away from the backup here, and then the broken down vehicle was cleared to the shoulder, apparently, on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy, hot and humid, heat index well over 100 again. So we've got a heat advisory from 11 this morning till 8 this evening. And then the heavy rains coming in tomorrow. So that'll cool down some temperatures very quickly. Right now, sunny 77 in Ocean City, and it is 80 in Stevensville. So TikTok, which is just amazing to me, because you put something political on TikTok, and this is the Chinese social media app, which President Trump has basically ordered they've got to have to sell their ownership, and he keeps delaying it or whatever. I don't have it, because I think it may compromise your data. I don't want the Chinese knowing everything I do, bank, buy, or whatever the case may be. But there are a lot of people that enjoy TikTok, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans, but these challenges. Remember the Ice Bucket Challenge? Yep. That was like the first one. Well, these have devolved into ridiculous, dangerous stunts, like the new one called the Kick Door Challenge. Basically, what they do is you go up in the middle of the night and you try to kick somebody's door in, into their home, into their residence. And it happened in Pasadena just the other night in Anne Arundel County. Bunch of teenagers kicking the door in of a residence, and the victim in this particular case, her name is Candace Knight, and she describes what happened.
We just wake up to boom, 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 nonstop.
Yeah, so they're pounding the door in. Imagine, you're a homeowner, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got children in that home, and they're pounding on your door and trying to kick it in. And she said she was petrified.
I was petrified, and I come out, and my son's behind me, and I see that the whole door frame's busted in, so I called the police. I grabbed a knife. I had to take my son upstairs and hide him in his closet.
And so, Anne Arundel County Police spokesperson Justin Mulcahy confirmed that it appears to be an ongoing thing with this TikTok door kick challenge.
Based on where investigators are, it looks like it aligns with a national TikTok challenge called the door kick challenge, where individuals are simply running up and kicking in doors.
Yeah,
amazing.
Now, but here's
amazing.
It is absolutely moronic. And Candace Knight, I think, hits it when she says somebody is going to get hurt, perhaps even killed.
Because in my mind, you're busting through my door to cause harm to me and my children. And if your kid gets shot and killed over this TikTok challenge, and you want to play victim, and then you're going to be upset.
Anne Arundel County Police made two arrests on the door kicking of Candace Knight's home, a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old. First question, what's a 13 and 14-year-old doing out in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning? Where are their parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Number two, can you imagine the grief and angst and whatever had one of these two or both have been shot by the homeowner who was in fear for her life?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And number three, obviously, there's been damage done to this woman's door. And, God, I don't know if you can ever reap the emotional trauma of having someone pound your door in at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the parents or guardians, or whoever they are, of these juvenile thugs, and that's what they are, they're thugs, whether it's a TikTok challenge or not, they ought to be made to make full restitution of all repairs.
It's not just the risk of somehow grabbing a knife and getting disemboweled as you kick down the door, but Sean, as you note, what if there were a pump-action shotgun, which is, what if you had a large dog that's territorial? If your 14-year-old begins to kick in my door, I have dogs that are territorial, they're not going to be controlled. I mean, I can't not pull that particular trigger. They're going to go for you, and there's going to be very little that any of us can do to prevent that.
And why does TikTok allow this kind of challenge, which is, by the way, destruction of property, burglary, breaking and entering? They are advocating felonies. Why does TikTok allow that? Tim Kyle, your electric heating and cooling have been real busy this summer, as you might imagine. This has been one summer that's been hot. It's been humid, a lot of rain, a lot of humidity. It's making your AC, work overtime. And now more than ever, you got to make sure that you maintain it. You change the filter, that you make sure you have coolant in it, that your coils don't freeze up. And again, this happens a lot, and people wait to the last minute when they actually really need it. And best advice I could give you, call Tim Kyle. They'll come out, do a maintenance check on your AC unit now, and sign up for their maintenance plan as well. That way, they'll come out automatically each and every year. I think it's twice a year before the winter and obviously right before the summer. And they'll make sure that your unit, your AC unit, your heat pump, your forced air furnace, whatever, is operating at peak efficiency and it's working at all times. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log on to TimKyleCompany.com. Tell them I sent you.
Coming up in the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Chris Van Hollen, forlorn outside the ICE facility that he was not allowed to enter. Must be such a trauma for him. Wait till he finds out no one's there.
The right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An earthquake that struck Russia's Far East makes the top 10 list of the strongest quakes ever recorded. Correspondent Ben Thomas says the impact is being felt far and wide.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Island.
Tsunami fears sent people heading for higher ground along parts of the U.S. West Coast, as well as in Alaska and parts of Hawaii, and while there have been some tsunami waves, Hawaii's tsunami warning has been downgraded to an advisory. New York City police say the gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports. Police say Shane Tamora, who played high school football, tried to target the NFL's headquarters in the building, but took the wrong elevator. A Senate bill would give Americans a piece of the pie, a share of the Trump tariffs windfall.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act. Bob Agner reported.
The Federal Reserve announces its latest interest rate decision that today. The Central Bank expected to leave interest rates unchanged, despite President Trump's call for a rate cut. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points, the Nasdaq futures 25 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
And northbound 95, Howard County still slow. The wreck was above the bridge at 175. Appears to be moving a little better there. Could indicate that it's now off the roadway. Delays go back, and you'll hit that back up northbound. Might even be around 216, but it is definitely slow at Route 32 on the northbound side. All the heavy traffic this morning backed up really slow back on 895 around Pulaski Highway. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. 20 to 25-minute delays southbound through there. Parkville side of the Beltway, the morning backup has arrived there at Hartford Road. And the backup on the west side, that's pretty much the normal delay as you're coming south from 795 and then eventually working your way down through the ramps at I-70 and down towards Frederick Road. At least right now, the roadway is open, but that's the normal backup on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 78 degrees. Belair has 72 on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation is installing new school zone speed cameras. The speed camera implementation will begin on or about August 11th on East 29th by Barclay Elementary and on Pulaski Highway around Highlandtown Elementary Middle. The cameras will operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. throughout the year. Frederick Mann is guilty of firearms trafficking and the unlawful possession of a machine gun. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, Jonathan Bartgis, that's B-R-T-G-I-S, admitted to trafficking multiple firearms and possessing three machine gun conversion devices. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and ATF began investigating a channel on Telegram that advertised the sale of firearms and machine gun conversion devices and came across them in that fashion. Ocean City Beach Patrol reporting a recent increase in jellyfish sightings and stings. Be aware of that if you head over this coming weekend. Officials believe the warmer water and the current salinity levels create conditions where the jellyfish like, and lifeguards have been equipped with the supplies that help to treat the stings and alleviate the burn. By the way, the Baltimore City Health Department has now extended its code red heat alert through today due to the dangerously high heat and humidity. Officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, younger children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. Pick 3 lottery number 441. Your pick 4 is 6525. And at 7:06, next is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. As the trade deadline approaches, Birds on a 5-game winning streak now after sweeping the Jays 16-4 and 3-2 yesterday at Camden Yards. Bats coming alive for Charlie Morton in Game 1.
Tony Mancelino will leave in Morton to face Nathan Lucas for a fourth time. Ground ball rolled to second. Charlie Morton wriggles out of the straitjacket again.
Charlie Morton, a quality start in Game 1.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Morton gets his seventh win of the year, and kudos from manager Mancelino in the postgame.
Guys like Charlie, they stay in the big leagues for 20 years because they're really good and they're great players, but they also stay in the big leagues for 20 years because of their character. And I think in Charlie's case, I think we've seen the full spectrum of it all here over the last 4 or 5 months.
Birds were 0-12 in Morton's first 12 starts this year, 9-2 in his last 11 appearances. Ravens news not good for tight end Isaiah Likely, carted off yesterday with a rolled ankle. MRI today, Coach Harbaugh says he could be out for several weeks. Meanwhile, new Ravens cornerback fitting in with the Ravens, both on and off the field, talking about Jaire Alexander. On the field with swagger, off the field being dopey with fellow cornerback Marlon Humphrey.
I thought I was weird. I don't know. He might got me beat.
Yeah, I was told we were quite similar in the past. We're both, I would say, on a little bit of a strange side, but we're really gelling well.
And finally, strong comments from Inside College Basketball's Joe Rothstein on Buzz Williams and the Maryland basketball season coming up.
And then who was my Big Ten preseason sleeper? I'm going with Maryland. I'm not just going with Maryland and Buzz Williams because Buzz Williams was on this show last week. Buzz Williams has shown, regardless of where he's been, that he is going to put a really competitive product on the floor.
Coming up in 30 minutes, what it's like to play with Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can call us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, CNN fake news strikes again. Kristen, I'm exposing the Maryland Democrats like Van Hollen for defending monsters in these ICE detention facilities, and a crackdown is coming on sank cities. But Chris Van Hollen, speak of the devil, and his stunt that he tried to pull along with other Democrats the other day.
Yeah, when you get to the punchline of the story, folks, you're not going to believe this. But let's start with Chris Van Hollen outside the federal building complaining somehow that he could not get access to this secret site, I guess, where ICE detainees are held and nefarious things happen to them.
I'm here in front of the federal building in Baltimore, and we just tried to go up and visit one of the ICE facilities in this building.
It's one of those ICE facilities in this building. It's not like you have to grab your own ICE and you leave the convenience store. This is an ICE facility of a whole different kind. He knows nefarious things are happening there. So he went and he knocked on the door, and guess what? He was locked out. Period.
We wanted to go see for ourselves because we've learned both through earlier visits by staff, but also through the testimony of people who've been here about the conditions. And the fact that we were locked out, literally locked out, despite the welcome sign, shows that they don't want us to know. The Department of Homeland Security, Donald Trump, don't want the American people or the people of Maryland to know what is happening behind closed doors.
That's right, Chris. What is happening? I mean, nefarious things happen behind closed doors. Just ask Charlie Rich. Van Hollen said, remember the staff visits part in just a second. Remember then Van Hollen said, all we wanted to do is to visit and do our congressional due diligence.
Members of Congress, on behalf of their constituents, are allowed to go visit and look at these kind of holding facilities where people are being detained. And despite the clear meaning of this law, she was told by higher-ups not to let us in. We are going to keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing for transparency because you need transparency in order to have accountability.
Okay, now this is the fun part. the ICE facility he so desperately wanted to get in because people were being mistreated there. It's an administrative office. There's nobody being kept there. Let him in there. All right, this is Bob's desk over here, and over here is Inez's desk. Down there, that's Sally Sue's desk. My desk is right here. Anything else you want to see, Mr. Van Hollen? Just a doofus. It's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe you should talk to him about changing the camera while you're talking to him.
That's right. That's right.
That's my voice that I use.
Oh, I see.
Use that voice. The Bay Bridge westbound still in the clear. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. All the lanes are open. The truck scales coming off the bridge westbound. Pretty active right now on the right side. The morning backup, not there yet at I-97 at Route 32. So you're still getting a good ride south from there down towards the ramps at Route 50. I-95 northbound is improving. Whatever the situation was there north of 175 got over to the shoulder. Was a tractor trailer that at one point was in the roadway. But the backup now is easing coming up from Route 32. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Not quite so bad at Greenspring, but slow at part of the Parkville side at Hartford Road. And the west side, pretty solid, of course, anywhere from 795 down through I-70. Getting better after Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. Both the tunnels right now backed up through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be another hot, humid scorcher of a day today. Weather advisory heat alert is code red, and that's from 11 this morning to 8 o'clock tonight with, heat index going to be well over triple digits again. Another hot, humid day. But tomorrow, we get some storms, heavy rains, gusty winds, maybe bring in cooler temperatures for tomorrow evening and then on Friday. Right now, sunny, 79 in Annapolis, 76 in Columbia. And it's time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump. Returning from his very successful trip to Scotland and Europe with the big EU trade deal. Second time he has taken advantage of, first was NATO, the NATO summit, and now, of course, the EU trade deal. But he was asked when he returned about the Obama coup attempt, Obamagate, Russia, whatever you want to call it, Gateway pundits Jordan Conradson asking him whether or not he thinks Obama should be impeached.
Mr. President, do you think that Congress should start impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama?
Well, it's not an impeachment, he's out of office.
He's both in
favor of something. Because you have to recognize the wrong that they've done. That can never be allowed to happen.
Yeah, and he said that, but one of his attorneys, David Schoen, said that there is a legitimate constitutional question as to whether a president can be impeached after he or she has left office. And it is his opinion that it can be done. And what are the ramifications of that? The laws that have been signed, and, you know, do they retroactively go away? Very interesting constitutional question being raised by Mr. Schoen.
Yeah, of course, what complicates that further is the Supreme Court has said, given a rather broad definition to what presidential powers are when one is president. So if there are actions taken as president, or could be argued that this is an official action, as a president, it may be difficult to go after somebody on that basis.
On a criminal charge, yes. But on a... Because remember, impeachment is political. Purely political. So this...
Just exposure would be nice, actually.
Yeah, so,
just tell us the truth.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get there slowly but surely. As to the tariffs, there's, again, mention of tariff rebate checks are a possibility.
Mr. President, with all of that revenue coming in, tens of billions of dollars, do you think there's the possibility of a rebate to the American public in terms of all of that money?
We're thinking about that, actually. We have so much money coming in, we're thinking about a little rebate, but the big thing we want to do is pay down debt, but we're thinking about a rebate. That's a very good question. You just made a lot of news. We're thinking about a rebate because we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
Well, again, I'd rather see it go towards paying down the debt, personally. But these would be $600. Remember the stimulus checks?
Yep.
Yeah, these would be $600 tariff rebate checks that they would send out to each and every taxpaying American. My problem with that is, you know, how do you make sure the illegal aliens don't get their hands on it? That's the big thing. But debt first, and then we can talk about the other stuff later. Speaking of tariffs, Bill Maher, noted liberal who did visit the White House at Trump's invitation, he said he was wrong about criticizing Trump's tariffs.
I remember I, along with probably most people, were saying at the beginning, oh, you know, by the 4th of July, somebody had to think how the country was, the economy was going to be tanked by then. And I was kind of like, well, that seems right to me, but that didn't happen. Now, it could happen tomorrow. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's reality. So let's work first from the reality of that, not from I just hate Donald Trump. Because that's boring and doesn't get us anywhere and leads you to dishonesty. Because the truth is, I don't know what his strategy is. But look, the stock market is at record highs. I know not everybody lives by the stock market, but I also drive around. I don't see a country in a depression at all. I see people out there just living their lives. And I would have thought, and I got to own it, that that these tariffs were going to f-ing sink this economy by this time. And they didn't.
No, they didn't. And so CNN reporter Jeff Zeleny also said Trump's tariff approach is working. John Thune is defying Trump. He will not cancel August recess to ram through Trump's judicial nominees. And we did get Emil Bove confirmed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday, 50-49. Rhino, here they are. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, strike again. I don't think they supported a single one of his judicial nominees. Trump is calling out Chuck Grassley, saying that you got to solve this blue slip problem with respect to the appointment of highly qualified judges. This means any senator can submit a blue slip and block a judicial nomination, and he basically thinks that Grassley could put an end to it. We'll see. The missing minute, remember that from the Epstein jail video?
Yes.
That has been found.
Oh, there you go.
The FBI allegedly is in possession of it. We don't know what's on it as of yet, but it has been found. Ghislaine Maxwell is demanding full immunity to testify before the House Oversight Committee. She wants to wait for judgment for her Supreme Court petition before she testifies for Congress. Congress says, no, we're not going to do full immunity whatsoever. The FBI has been caught burying smoking gun thumb drives containing unreviewed information on the Clinton email scandal for 6 years. Some of it containing top secret information. An anti-Trump Democrat that was part of the Russian collusion hoax has now been fired as NSA general counsel. She got loomered. Laura Loomer strikes again. Did you hear the story about the Secret Service agent who tried to smuggle his wife on the president's plane to Scotland?
No.
On Air Force One? Yeah.
What's she doing for a living now?
Yeah. So President Trump has responded to that, and not favorably, as you might imagine. Yeah. And finally, Pam Bondi's filed a formal complaint against Judge Boasberg for shocking public comments admitting bias against the Trump administration. He ought to go immediately. Day 192 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, so to come, your calls and comments, more from Chris Van Hollen. We'll hear from Hunter Biden and more. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:23. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on the interstate in Harford County. Tractor trailer apparently had a fuel spill. It's northbound around the entrance and exit from the Maryland House. So in that area, not too far from 543. So if you're going north, it's blocking at least two lanes through the area. So the local traffic there, heads up for that with the state police. They may be there for a while. Looks like the fire department would be there as well. Typical ride on the Beltway. Yep, we're slow. Parkville side. The inner loop is still not bad at Greenspring. The west side is jammed up, of course, anywhere south from right around 795 all the way down through the ramps at Route 40. Getting better finally for that traffic moving south from Frederick Road and down through that area. So far, the JFX, at least at the city-county line, changing the camera there, looks fine. Coming south from Ruxton Road this morning and eventually downtown. The big delays are still there. We had problems early this morning coming into both the tunnels. We haven't recovered. We're still looking at heavy traffic southbound, sitting pretty close to the city county line, both on 895 and 95 south, eventually down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A scorcher is going to be in effect today. It's going to be hot and humid. Heat index well over 100, so code red alert, I should say, from 11 to 8 o'clock this evening. And then tomorrow we get to the storms with heavy rains and gusty winds and cooling things down a bit. Right now, sunny, 77 in Ellicott City, 77 in Pikesville under sunny skies. Michael in Glen Arm, good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I wanted to mention that when the properties that were condemned and taken to make the Loch Raven watershed, they were done so by a charter passed by the General Assembly of Maryland. And I'm wondering if the same issue is not going to be happening again, where the General Assembly has to give permission for these power lines, you know, to go through these properties, because it's basically a condemnation. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard that before. I would have to research it a little bit more. We know one thing. The governor could stop it right now. He could make calls to the Public Service Commission, and they could put a stop to this immediately. And he could prove once and for all that he stands with the people of Maryland. And let's face it, other state agencies, Maryland Department of Environment, would factor in here, and along with a few others. So the governor has the power to do it. The legislature, I would imagine, would have the power to do it, but they would have to go in a special session, or they'd have to address it early next session when they reconvene.
Well, if they were to pass that, he could come in later and veto it, and they could override his veto, which would make him look like a superstar, you know, that he stood up for the people.
Yep.
All along knowing that he wasn't.
Well, if he did that, if he came in and vetoed it, he would not be with the people.
Correct.
Yeah. So, but it's a great question, and we'll have to put that one to our legislative experts. But thanks for raising it, Michael. Appreciate the call. Let's go next to Dave in Rehoboth Beach.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. I really love your show. You guys and Chuck have the best show in Baltimore. Before I get to my point, I wanted to mention, I'm not really into team sports or anything like that, but Gary makes it really interesting enough to motivate me to get Orioles tickets for my grandson and I.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I recently did that with my grandchildren. There's nothing like it. They were really in love, in awe of the stadium and the whole experience.
Yeah, great. Hey, listen, I don't understand. There must be something fishy going on with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The two Trump nailed the best deal for the two largest economies in the world, and it got us a great deal, and the Dow goes down 60 points. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think the Dow looks at the future. They're 6 months out, from what I understand. They must be something. I don't know if it's specifically the trade deal. I heard earnings were an issue in that on that day. So there are a lot of factors that you have to look at. And then, of course, there's the ongoing interest rate. Is he going to fire Jerome Powell at the chair of the Fed? If not, the Fed's supposed to meet again, I think, soon to discuss an interest rate. He wants a three-point cut. I doubt that's going to happen. I'd be lucky to get a quarter point at this point. But so it's a moving target, Dave, and sometimes they aren't reactionary as much as they're looking into the future. So, but I do believe Jerome Powell is putting his foot on the scale for political purposes.
Yeah, and by the way, the current Dow Jones is at almost 45,000. So a 60-point drop is not much at all.
It's a drip. But, Dave, hey, thanks for listening. And all the way from Rehoboth of course, right there on the Eastern Shore. It's 7:29 on the Morning Drive.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been the trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, with our hot summer weather in full swing, today's another brutal day. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404. Online, TimKyleCompany.com. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E, TimKyleCompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up, Secretary Kristi Noem exposing Chris Van Hollen, and Judge Jeanine cracks down on the sanctuary city of Washington, D.C. at 7:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Health Department has extended its Code Red extreme heat alert through today. Due to the dangerously high heat and humidity, officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. Wes Moore and Chris Van Hollen will both visit Baltimore today to check on the progress of the Key Bridge demolition. Earlier this month, crews began using heavy machinery to remove the remaining bridge structure as part of a process that will take several months to complete. While visiting the site, officials will receive an update on the bridge replacement, which is now expected to be completed in 2028. Six construction workers died March 2024 when the Dolly cargo ship rammed the bridge and sent it crashing into Patapsco. The Maryland Department of the Environment has issued new operating permits for CSX for the coal facility in Curtis Bay. The new permit requires additional measures to be taken to control dust and protect the community. Under the new permit, CSX has 120 days to submit a design to construct a windscreen to minimize dust from leaving the site. The structure of this windscreen must surround completely and be taller than the coal storage piles. In addition, CSX must install improved water spraying equipment at its coal rail car unloading operations. The state does not have the authority to shut the facility down, but it does have the authority to require pollution control. 7:32 on WCBM at 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-Year Price Lock Guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Pick 3 Lottery.
$125 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Beg pardon. Pick 3 Lottery number 441. Pick 4, 6525. And now it's time for traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck?
Don't you just love those disclaimers?
Yes. Like, where'd that come from?
I don't know, but she was letting it have it. I
she
must
was.
Say that.
Yeah.
Northbound 95 at the Maryland House, the situation here after 543 in Belcamp, the tractor trailer with a fuel spill taking away the left side of the roadway. The camera right here at the 80-mile marker, which is in 543, slowing traffic there. So it's becoming more of a backup now of at least a mile, maybe a little bit longer. When you get to 543 there at exit 80, try to make sure you're staying over on the right side. We'll keep an eye on that, but with a fuel spill, maybe there for a while. I don't think there's much of a backup southbound through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Monster effort by the Birds yesterday, a twin bill sweep of the Jays. 16-4-3-2 were the finals. But the big story was the MLB trade deadline, and that is tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Birds have been active, dealing 3 bullpen arms, including a wild transaction yesterday between games.
So the big news of the day between games, the Blue Jays acquiring Sir Anthony Dominguez from the Orioles, which meant all he had to do was walk down the tunnel in the service level from...
Dan Shulman had that call on Blue Jays TV. So far, the Birds have dealt Brian Baker, Greg Soto, and Dominguez for 3 minor league pitching prospects, and the 37th draft pick in the MLB draft turned into outfielder Slater DeBrun. The Ravens hit the field again today, but this time without tight end Isaiah Likely. Injured at the end of practice yesterday, head coach John Harbaugh talks about it.
We'll know more tomorrow. It's going to be a few weeks, though. You know, there's some he rolled his ankle, foot area, so I'm going to MRI tomorrow and see exactly what it needs to be done, but it'll be a few weeks. It's good that it's this early in camp. So,
meanwhile, Zay Flowers expounding the other day on Ryan Clark's podcast called Reality Beyond Reality on what it is like to be a receiver when Lamar is doing his thing.
The scramble drill, but he can go left, and then he'll run back right. So you'll be running this way, and then you'll start running back this way again. Or he'll just take off. Now you're blocking. So you never know what you're really going to get from him. So,
Humble Maryland head basketball coach Buzz Williams on O's TV the other day, thankful for getting the opportunity and answering the question, why Maryland?
I'm lucky to get any job other than maybe I could be your driver. I feel unbelievably humbled when you think of all of the great coaches that Maryland men's basketball has had.
And finally, it looks like Venus Williams wasn't one and done. The 21-time Grand Slam winner now is headed to the U.S. Open next month to compete in mixed doubles. You'll remember Williams returned to the tennis tour last week at the age of 45 at the D.C. Open after more than a year away, giving this answer as to why she did it.
I had to come back for the insurance because they informed me earlier this year I'm on Cobra. So I was like, I got to get my benefits on. Started training.
And as many of us know, Cobra isn't cheap. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a 4-time Super Bowl winner is not happy.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
We got a little you-know-what hitting the fan in Pittsburgh, apparently, which I think is music to Ravens fans' ears. Apparently, former Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw and current Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers are not BFFs. Bradshaw taking major issue with Rodgers and the Steelers for signing him. Here's a little bit.
To me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California. Go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and.
There's more. I know we don't have a lot of time. Chew on bark, a reference to the granola type of lifestyle that Aaron Rodgers leads in California.
What's that substance? He was an ayahuasca or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something like that. It's like an Indian smoking in a pipe or something.
I think that's what he's referring to.
Okay, perhaps.
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, look, I'm not an expert on chewing on bark, okay? Just FYI.
Right.
But, yeah, so this is what's happening right now.
How do you know if it's kosher? That's the first question. Right?
Well, it would have an OU on it. You know what I'm saying? Or an OK.
Has Rodgers responded yet?
Yes. Okay. Rodgers was diplomatic.
Oh,
he actually said that he enjoys chewing on bark, and thank you very much.
I love it. Thanks, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, Chris Van Hollen, of course, led the contingent of Democrat street theater the other day before an ICE administrative office. It was not an ICE detention facility that they staged a little sit-in. Here's what he said.
Bad things happen behind closed doors.
Yes.
We need to let the sunlight in, and we will keep at it.
Yeah, now look, it is, there's a law that says they can show up unannounced and should be given access. And I have no problem with that. They did send a letter, but they didn't specify what day they were visiting. But the law says, now, here's the thing. This was not an ICE detention facility, but he says bad things happen behind closed doors. There are bad people behind those closed doors. And Kristi Noem reminded them of that yesterday by publishing a list of some of the people like, oh, I don't know, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, drunk drivers that have killed law-abiding citizens. Those are the people that are locked up behind those closed doors and are scheduled for deportation. So isn't it refreshing from the Democrat Party? They're more concerned about the criminals in jails than they are the people that are law-abiding outside of those jails. You know, like the illegal alien accused of decapitating an Illinois woman after a judge set him free.
Yeah.
ICE had to go out and rearrest him. ICE arrested over 200 illegal aliens convicted for sex offenses involving minors in the Houston area alone. So this is what we're talking about here. They're out there defending monsters. Now, I'm not saying we should be treating them harshly. We just want to detain them and get them the hell out of the country. That's exactly what the Trump administration wants to do. But they always want to interfere. They always take the side of the criminal. That's what the modern Democrat Party is. Speaking of which, they are endorsing sanctuary cities. And we have one here in Baltimore. I think our state is a de facto sanctuary state. Well, D.C. is a sanctuary state. And U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro announced yesterday they're starting to crack down.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney in D.C. And D.C. my office has done in recent weeks is we are now trying to identify those illegals who are currently burrowed in our criminal justice system who've identified themselves either as citizens or individuals with actual legal status who do not have status or are illegal. Previously, there was no questioning them, and there was certainly no verification of that.
Yeah, and none whatsoever. Of course, next year is America's 250th birthday, and so they had a big event this week with the official organization, the movement, America's 250th birthday, and it's going to be staged in Washington. So they want to clean up the city, okay? Muriel Bowser was there. All of a sudden, she cares about sanctuary cities in D.C. Here's what Jeanine has in store for her.
I've got my chief criminal investigator, Matt Fox Moles, who has an enforcement removal officer embedded with with his investigators, working with ICE to identify those individuals already in the system that we can then find out from ICE what their status is. Previously, no one even asked. They would just literally go through the system and either be convicted and possibly go to jail or be found not guilty and be released. But the D.C. City Council has worked very hard to make sure that these individuals avoid any contact with ICE.
Yeah, and look, the Democrats, where do they stand on all this? 90% of Democrats of the states are suing to fund welfare for illegals, including our state of Maryland. 90% of Democrat states suing for welfare. And here's another disturbing, while most Republicans and most independents, this is according to the new Harris poll, support removing convicted criminal illegal aliens from the country. 48% of Democrats do not.
Wow.
48% of Democrats think that they should block the removal of convicted criminal illegal aliens from deportation. And I would venture the guess in some states like California and maybe even here in Maryland, they'd be in the majority.
Wow.
That's how bad, that's how far the Democrat Party has fallen. They're no longer a party of a law and order or rule of law. They could care less. They make it up as they go along because they're desperate for a voting power base.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming up in around 60 seconds. Choose your fake news. First, though, we got around 60 seconds worth of Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
And good morning. Brought to you as a service, Sabardi's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95 North, leaving Harford County and working its way up eventually towards the Tidings Bridge, is being delayed. There's a tractor-trailer with a fuel spill northbound near the Maryland House after Route 543 and above the 80-mile marker. It's taking away two of the left-hand lanes. State police there. The fire department is there. Might even be a hazmat situation with a fuel spill, but the interstate is backed up. Your option would be getting off the interstate on Route 40 and coming back on in Havre de Grace at Level Road at Route 155. That would be before the Tidings Bridge. Go around that area on the northbound side. Just a possibility. Otherwise, if you're going to be right here at Exit 80, just try to stay as far right as you can. JFX, you're still running okay. Nothing major. Beltway now with the normal delays and filling in quickly even at Greenspring, but the Parkville side and the west side already with delays and the very heavy traffic anywhere around 20 to 25 minutes southbound currently at both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Do it today. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot and sticky one today. Heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning to late tonight. Heat index well over 100 tomorrow. Here come the storms. Damaging winds, heavy rains, cooler temperatures. That's the part we like, the latter part there.
Yeah.
And right now, sunny, 81 in the city, 80 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And that is a 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. Kurt in Edgewater.
Hey, Kurt.
Has been battling some medical issues of late. Is back at it again. Welcome back, Kurt.
Good morning. Yeah, I was off to see the wizard. The funny thing is, Wicked Witchy LaWest looked like Chuck.
Maybe you better go back in for treatment. You're not doing too well.
I'm still there.
I thought he looked like more one of the Munchkins. You know, the Munchkin Mayor?
Yeah. The traffic.
Kurt, you want to go first, like second, a- third, or last?
I'm going to go after Warlock Whitaker.
Okay.
That's a good try.
Thanks. Good luck to you. Take it easy on him. He's still recovering.
I'm not taking it easy on him. He busted my ass. I'm going to bust his. Come on now.
Okay. You hit a man when he's down.
Oh, sure, Chuck.
I'll hit him when he's down. Sorry.
I never thought you were of that ilk, but...
Oh, come on. Yeah, that ilk.
I ain't got no ilk. You know that. I ain't like that for grammar. I ain't got no ilk.
I can take it. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay. Just lay there, Kurt. We'll pick you up right after this is over.
4-1. A Denver pastor and his wife have been accused of running a cryptocurrency scam and using the proceeds to pay for home renovation and vacations.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's right out of the Chuck Whitaker playbook. Story 2, the Los Angeles Lakers owner, Jeannie Buss, has extended an offer to Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham, inviting her to join the roster of Women of Wrestling, the all-female wrestling promotion that she co-owns. And story 3, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn introduced a resolution in the House the other day calling for more Americans to have babies. American birth rates have dropped to levels of civilizational suicide, Hearn says. He's calling for the week right after Labor Day, National Procreation Week. So, Chuck, sharpen your skills. All right. Story 1. Pastor and wife charged with $1 million fraud after God told him to sell his crypto. Story 2, Jeannie Buss offers Sophie Cunningham a pro wrestling deal. Or story 3, it's time for National Procreation Week to make America make babies again. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Unfortunately, I can believe the pastor's scheme, so I can see number one being true. And Trump has said he wants a baby boom under his administration, so I can see number three being true. I'm going to go with number two.
All right, Kristen goes for story two. Mr. Bruce?
I think story number three, the National Procreation Week, that follows National Amateur Creation Week, doesn't it? I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's true, though, and I think the Denver crypto story is true as well. I'm with Kristen on this one. Jeannie Buss has not offered Sophie Cunningham a position in her wrestling team.
Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I think Trump's going to need a MAPA hat. Make American babies again.
MAPA hat?
MAPA.
MAPA.
I'll go with the crowd.
All right. Another vote for number two. Kurt, are you going to make it unanimous today?
I'll go with Munchkin number two.
All right. Kurt goes with the Munchkin mayor, a.k.a. Chuck Whitaker. Story number
Don't
two.
Don't egg him on, please.
Story number two is true.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeannie Buss offering her a position there. Story one is also true. Story three, the National Procreation Week, is our fake news story of the day. All right, Kurt. Sorry.
I'm better.
You can play again very soon.
Okay.
All right. Help and feel better, Kurt.
Yeah.
There's no hope for Chuck, but there is hope for you.
Feel better.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Such a jerk.
I don't know what's going on in the WNBA. Have you seen the last time? I don't watch it. I see, and this is the reason why I don't take them seriously. They stopped the game in one of the games the other day for two reasons. One of the players' wigs came off.
I hate that when that happens.
The player defending her accidentally got caught up with her hair, and the wig came right off. Wow. And so she immediately doesn't keep playing. She stops to go get the wig and runs off into the locker room. And then number two, there was a game the other night. I'm sure Gary has all the details on this one. They stopped the game because someone threw a green phallic device on the court.
No kidding. Nice. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It looks like some kind of maybe cushiony, pillowy type thing.
Not that.
Yes.
A cushiony, pillowy type thing. Stop right there.
It's good.
It's good.
It's fine. It squeak? I'm just wondering. I saw the picture of that wig on the floor. I thought it was a tarantula.
It was too big for me, a tarantula.
A big-ass tarantula.
Yeah. Well, you can check it. I'll send you the link so you can see it.
Never mind.
All right.
Leave me off that list.
751.
Send me the green thing. I want to see that.
You're going to get it. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility. You're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Green Phallic Device, traffic and weather on the threes.
I just hope it squeaks. That would be unique. Northbound 95, a little better now, going through Harford County. The fuel spill apparently has been contained, and they moved the vehicle off the roadway after Route 543. So if you're above the 80-mile marker, northbound now on 95, improving, and you'll be a lot better now headed up towards the area of the Tidings Bridge. Both the tunnels, you're still going to have delays coming south from the area around the city-county line for 95. 895 is still backed up right around the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Sweet on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You apparently couldn't open the email I sent you?
No.
Oh.
The attachment that, wouldn't open.
That means that you probably have opened something offensive before and you've been blocked.
Yeah, it was the website for this radio station.
Which you are associated with.
Now you want to thank
you are associated with, sir.
I'm not. No, I have nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Am I on there?
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can,
not anymore. I've been expunged.
Yes, you have. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. All right, it's going to be hot and humid, and, of course, triple digits with a heat index. So we got a heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning till 8 o'clock this evening, and storms on the way tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 78 in Reisterstown, and it is 80 in Pasadena. And you're up to date here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, thank God this is over, at least, and the loss of life, while tragic, was not larger than it was, but the shooter up in New York City led to some unusual comments on Chicken Noodle News. John Miller, there's a lot of John Millers in broadcasts. This John Miller is the chief law enforcement and intelligence analyst for CNN. And yesterday he was talking with, I believe it was Breonna Keller. If you've seen a picture of the shooter, it's fairly obvious that one parent was African-American and one parent was Asian of some sort. Very clear. I mean, there's no question in one's mind that this was the case. But this is how Miller described him.
They do not know who he is. They know he is a male, possibly white.
What?
He's wearing sunglasses. He appears to have a mustache.
Possibly white. And again, I ask you to just look at the picture and see if in your mind's eye you can imagine how the individual that you're looking at is described as possibly white. But Breonna Keller aped the same thing.
They do know what he looks like. Male, possibly white, mustache, what? Sunglasses, in that building, isolated to, they believe, to various locations, including upper floors is where they're focused.
So if they were looking for a possibly white individual, which is part of why he described the individual, so he just simply put the rifle someplace and walk out with the crowd, they were looking for a possibly white individual, they sure as hell weren't going to find that guy. because there's no way in the world, Sean, that he could be described as possibly white. It's just, I mean, what is in the mind of somebody like John Miller over at CNN or Breonna Keller who say very casual, oh, yeah, it's possibly white. Seriously? This is like the guy in Florida, I can't remember his name, who was a Hispanic white guy.
Oh, yeah. Which guy was that? That was George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, yeah.
George Zimmerman, I mean, the Trayvon Martin case.
Right, over and over again, these kinds of characterizations are out there completely warrantless. I mean, just bizarre kinds of allegations.
Oh, hey, remember, this is the same outlet that reported when Trump was shot in the ear that he fell on the stage. That was their initial report. He had fallen on the stage. And these are the same people that thought Joe Biden was sharp as a tack.
Yep.
Okay? And we've seen this before. They've misidentified. They've misreported. And they are not a news organization. They are the American version of Pravda.
Yeah, it's way back when CNN first started, those of us in the business, particularly working in the metropolitan area down in D.C., and that's where it happened to be at that time, it was referred to as candy nose news. It's now chicken noodle news because, really, there's no news there. It's simply one allegation after another, one innuendo after another. It is a shame because, frankly, if you go to an airport, you're still stuck seeing it because some of CNN early on, you know, sewed up all those contracts.
Because they require people to purchase it as part of the package.
Yep.
You know, they've somehow cut a deal with all the cable operators that you must carry CNN. You know, and it's just, I think it's a great disservice because it is not a news service. And MSNBC is totally not a news service, but CNN, which started as a news service.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, no longer.
Yeah, not anymore. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It is their Christmas in July sale. It's going on right now. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. Now, to order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5. 5483 and speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer and unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today.
Coming up next, Kathy Klossmeyer's Inspector General pick starts to unravel. We'll take a look at the Cincy mob attack fallout as well. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Although Hawaii and Japan have downgraded their tsunami warnings to advisories, coastal residents still urge to remain alert and exercise caution in the wake of a powerful tsunami-generating earthquake.
One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded has struck Russia's far east, sending tsunami waves into Japan and Hawaii and across the Pacific. No substantial damage has been reported so far, but authorities warn people away from shorelines, saying the risk could last more than a day. Reports on the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia near the 8.8 magnitude quake's epicenter flooded as residents fled inland, and white waves washed up to the shore in northern Japan. Cars jammed highways in Hawaii's capital, with standstill traffic even in areas away from the shoreline. People have been hurrying to evacuation centres in parts of Japan. Several people were injured in Russia, and at least one so far in Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We are learning more about the gunman who shot and killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper on Monday before taking his own life.
A suicide note found in his possession at the scene spoke to a possible motive in the shooting and may explain why he targeted NFL headquarters.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
In that note, Mr. Tamora claimed to be suffering from CTE, possibly from playing high school football, and he blamed the NFL. He also writes, "Study my brain. I'm sorry."
Mayor Eric Adams says it's believed the gunman wanted to reach the NFL's executive offices, but he took the wrong elevator.
Ahead of today's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates, the Fed expected to leave rates unchanged. Wall Street futures are higher. The Dow futures up 11 points. NASDAQ futures are ahead 61. And the S&P futures better by 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And a morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound with the normal delay there coming into Annapolis at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. And then we're clear at 50 and the ramp at I-97. No issues at the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open at the Bay Bridge around the Beltway. Yep, all the normal delays there. Parkville side, Interloop to Pikesville down the west side. Both the tunnels are still backed up, but pretty close to the city-county line area. Heavy traffic still moving south. If you're going down Route 29 and eventually into Montgomery County, there's an accident near Briggs Cheney Road, and there's going to be a delay after you leave the light at 29 and Route 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it broke at 80 degrees. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning. Going to be a steamy one today. Aberdeen 77, downtown Baltimore has 80 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and other news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. This news may be brought to you, by the way, by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation is installing new school zone speed cameras. The speed camera implementation will begin on or about August 11th, East 29th Street by Barclay Elementary and Pulaski Highway around Highlandtown Elementary Middle. Cameras will operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. throughout the year. Frederick Mann, guilty of firearms trafficking and the unlawful possession of a machine gun. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, Jonathan Bartgis is admitted to trafficking multiple firearms and possessing three machine gun conversion devices. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and ATF began investigating a channel on Telegram that advertised the sale of firearms and machine gun conversion devices. They tracked that package to Bartgis, and a search warrant led to the guns and the devices, ammunition, items used for manufacturing ghost guns, and more than $21,000 in cash. Baltimore City Health Department has extended its code red extreme heat alert through today due to the dangerously high heat and humidity. Officials say that the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. 806 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery 441, pick 4, 6525, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing, and here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean, yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So, between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. More daytime baseball for you this afternoon at 12:35 as the Birds try to sweep the Jays at Camden Yards. One day after Baltimore took the opener in grand fashion yesterday.
Ramon Arias with a home run. One inning ago, it's going to go back to back. Home run derby in Baltimore. They are pouring it on.
Kevin Brown had the call on Madison. Birds bang out 4 homers, 19 hits in the 16-4 game one romp, and then get a tie-breaking RBI double from Adley Rutschman for a 3-2 win in the nightcap. On the Hill this afternoon, Dean Kramer will go for Baltimore. Meanwhile, at Owings Mills, Odafe Owe at the mic yesterday, a career-high 10 sacks a year ago, but only one forced fumble. In fact, only 7 in his 62-game career. Owe was asked yesterday how hard he and the rest of the defense are working on that part of their game.
I feel like we had like a minimal amount of fumble recoveries out of all these sacks that we've had these past few years, and that's big. That's a part that we can play into it. It's not just interceptions. So, we're working on, getting them fumbles or raking the ball out so we can help the guys back there.
And finally, we've seen wardrobe malfunctions in sports and entertainment for decades now, but it's hard to recall an incident quite like Monday night's WNBA game between the Mystics and the Mercury, as Mercury All-Star Kalia Copper had an unfortunate incident where her wig fell to the floor while playing.
It bounced around a lot, but at the end, it went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's going to go ahead to the back. Oh, no.
Couldn't stifle a laugh there. While the broadcast did its best to hide what happened, the crowd did not. Laughter erupted. Mockery ensued. And the Mercury ultimately had a fan ejected for continuously mocking Copper over her fallen wig. Wow. Coming up in 30 minutes, more fun at another WNBA game. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Those are our contact numbers here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the BPD has a new patrol unit to patrol the entertainment district. After a bunch of residents and business owners have complained, we'll take a look at that mob attack in Cincinnati. Arrests have been made, but the biggest outrage might be the police chief in Cincy. Top story here today is the Inspector General mess. It's a catastrophe in Baltimore County. Let's review, shall we? We have the handpicked successor to Johnny Zero. That would be Kathy Klausmeier, who looks like a deer in the headlights most days. Okay? County council.
That is unfair.
County council picks her.
Because there are a lot of deers in the headlights that look a lot better than she does.
Right. It's that frozen look that gets yes. you every time. So she violates code and tells Kelly Madigan, the current Inspector General and Fraud Fighter of the Year, that she doesn't reappoint her. She goes, well, you can reapply. Now, those weren't
nice.
Options.
Yeah.
Then she handpicks a so-called independent panel, which we find out isn't so independent. And then she injects herself into the interview process. Then she comes up with her own nominee, Khadijah Walker, who was then announced as the next Inspector General. But she wasn't just selected. She was chosen by a panel that included her former boss, Arthur Elkins. And Elkins just so happens to be a close professional colleague of Amanda Kahn, Klossmeyer's chief of staff. They both worked together at the WSSC. They were tight. And now they're deciding who's going to hold Baltimore County government accountable. Yesterday, residents rallied in support of Kelly Madigan.
Why we are so hot today is not because of the weather. It is because of the process. It is because of the fraudulent and wasteful and, dare I say, corrupt process.
Yeah, it's corrupt, all right. We find out that the Baltimore County Council questioning Khadijah Walker.
Have you ever had to investigate an elected official?
I have participated on those types of delicate matters, but never with elected officials.
So, Joe, she hasn't investigated.
The answer is no.
So the skill set is not just about auditing. It's got to be able to audit and investigate. And she doesn't have the same skill set as, I was saying she's not credentialed, seems like she's very accomplished, but she doesn't have the specific skill set required to be an Inspector General. More from Khadijah Walker. I mean, the whopper is yet to come. The other shoe to drop. Wait till you hear as to this qualification. It's just going to blow your mind. Maybe not.
8:13 right now, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is without his wig. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
I saw that picture, by the way, Mr. Casey. Very nice. Totally despicable.
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you can see that from where those seats are, that's a pretty good size object, so to speak. The inner loop and the outer loop are a little bit slow around Greenspring. There's a report of a minor wreck on the outer loop near Greenspring. I don't see it, but the inner loop is slow going over towards Greenspring and then down the hill to the JFX. Parkville side still slow. The west side, that backup is still there, and that continues pretty much all morning long. Yeah, it's still there. 795 goes down through the ramps at I-70 and finally does get better as you're working your way south towards Frederick Road and then down the hill towards 95. Both the tunnels are still backed up towards the city-county line. 20 to 25-minute delays there. Looks like there may be an incident. It's not confirmed, but eastbound Route 32 has been backed up at I-95. And again, if you're going south into Montgomery County, south of Burtonsville, there was an accident on Route 29 southbound after 198 at Briggs-Cheney Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, it's going to be another hot one today with the humidity and a heat index of over 100. So we've got that code red alert, heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning to 8 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, storm's going to come through, bringing some heavy rain, damaging winds, and then cooler temperatures eventually. Right now, sunny, 82 in Dundalk, 81 in Arnold. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, on day 15, time for us to head to the Big Top to see which lefty has lost it today and see who is going to enter the Big Top in the Democrat clown car. What kind of clown do we have waiting for us? Please enter, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and okay, I've got to paint a picture of this for you. This is a young lady who has a piercing on her below her lower lip, has a nose ring, and one more piercing. I forget, somewhere in her nose or face. And I counted three as I was sitting horrified watching this piece of video, describing her life with what she describes as a lot of children.
I just took my kids to the dentist, and I'm sitting there filling out all the paperwork, which for all my kids, it's a lot. And on the relationship to patient, I'm putting parent for each and every one. And after I'm done, I give a huge stack, like this thick, I'm not even kidding, because I have a lot of kids, papers to the assistant, and they're looking through it, and they say, well, can you just write mom on this line? And I say, oh, I'm non-binary. I don't use mom. I'm a parent. That's what I call myself. She literally rolled her eyes at me and looked the other way and just walked off. What is this world that we live in? Why is this so complicated? I hate it here.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fine. But, you know, I don't know what reality you live in or where you happen to be at that dentist office. But let me point something out. I think most of us, guys at least, I put down spouse. I put down wife. I have put down wife and spouse. I put down any other synonym I can think of for the person to whom I happen to be married. And no one has ever said, oh, can't you just put down dad? Give me a break. Bliss is under things that never happened. She and all of her kids, because there are a lot of them, don't you know? And she looks as if she's like 29, 30. Maybe she's had a lot of kids, in which case she's had an exceptionally active social life for the last decade or so. But right now, put that under unbelievable, ma'am. Take your nose ring, which, by the way, I'm from farm country. That'll go on cows, too. And get yourself out of here.
All right, back to the Inspector General kerfuffle in Baltimore County. Which...
Wait. First off, how do you refer to your wife when you put it on the form?
Well, either spouse or wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever rolled their eyes at you?
No. Never.
Ever.
Yeah. Except, well, never mind.
Your wife.
That's right. She rolls them all the time.
All the time.
So, Khadijah Walker, the hand-picked nominee by Kathy Klossmeyer and her stacked, rigged panel of so-called experts, she talked about her expertise at the county council meeting the other day.
I bring not only technical expertise, but the leadership and judgment needed to communicate clearly and credibly with decision makers.
Then comes the other bombshell, the other shoe to drop. Khadijah Walker is not a resident of Maryland. She's not a resident of Baltimore County. She doesn't even live in Pennsylvania, just over the line. Here is how that exchange went.
Residency wasn't a requirement for the job. Uh-huh. And I don't think it will interfere at all with me getting to work.
She lives 100 miles away in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Fredericksburg, Virginia, you know, down below the mixing bowl. Traffic is probably one of the worst traffic spots in the country at the Mixing Bowl, down there around Fredericksburg, which is beyond the Mixing Bowl itself, but getting through the Mixing Bowl, as it's known, when three major arteries in D.C. all come together at one time. So I think she's going to be doing a lot of remote working, okay? Really? Yeah. That's the best you could find, Kathy? That's unbelievable. Public not happy.
The public deserves an explanation as to why a qualified, effective incumbent IG would be replaced without cause.
Introducing unnecessary hurdles into the reappointment undermines trust and creates the appearance of political interference.
The process reeks of political and partisan meddling. It needs to stop.
So right now I count three definite no votes on the county council. Three leaning no. So that's six out of us. I think six out of what? What is it? Eight. I think eight county council. So that's six. And I think that is enough to scuttle her nomination and sustain a veto by Kathy Klossmeyer.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You never know till you know, but I don't think she helped herself by saying, I kind of live 100 miles away.
I'll get a supervised staff in that circumstance. Just wondering.
Yes.
You know?
Day 21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Charles of the Whitakers.
There's some debris on the roadway. Why am I talking like that?
Why are you talking like that, boy?
I don't know, boy. There's some debris.
All get a hold now.
I started listening to Kennedy. You know how he is. There's some debris on the roadway. Forest Park Avenue at Winterville Road, right at the western end there, Leakin Park. So keep an eye out for the city unit's going to be checking on that. Both the tunnels still slow. 895 has moved down just a bit, but it's still right at the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's moving. Everybody's going into the tunnel, and the Fort McHenry tunnel is open, but with the heavy traffic south, and we're still backed up as you're going on 95 anywhere from Moravia Road through the tunnel, and then eventually down to some heavy traffic again right here at 95 Russell Street and 395. There's an area there that's slowing as it's heading out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. So out around DeSoto Road, let me just change the camera. Everybody's okay there. So it's right at Camden Yard. So you have two backups going into the tunnel and then coming out of the tunnel on 95. That will create an extra 10 or 15 minutes as you're moving south through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid. Heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning till 8 o'clock tonight due to the heat index. It's going to be well over 100 degrees. And then the rains and storm are going to come in tomorrow, bringing us some relief. Right now, sunny and 82 in Parkville, and it is 80 in Reisterstown, where it takes us to our next stop for our Buy Local Spotlight this week. And as you know, we each week feature one of our WCBM sponsors. Without their sponsorship here, things would be virtually impossible, because this is what provides us with content and our programming here in the Baltimore metropolitan area. Today's sponsor is Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Matt Patella, he's the general manager. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. So tell us a bit about Mitchell's Golf Complex. I know you got your regular golf there. You got mini golf. So tell us more about Mitchell's.
Sure. So we have three different miniature golf courses. We have a kid-friendly regular miniature golf course with a little barn and a lighthouse and the traditional obstacles. We have the championship miniature golf course, which is something you won't find many other places, where four of the 18 holes you actually use a pitching wedge to chip the ball up in the air at the various targets, and then you finish by putting out just like regular mini golf. So that's a bit of a unique thing to see. And then we have the Daunted Monster in the Pines, which is just very long. We're talking an hour and a half to complete it. I mean, holes that have lengths of upwards of 200 feet. The par 70 miniature golf course, which I don't know if I've ever seen one anywhere else like it. And then we have the driving range, which is covered. We have 12 covered stalls with, like, just have mats underneath them, fans, lights. We also have two outdoor areas. Some of the outdoor area has just real grass that you can hit all just to get the real feel of the golf course. And then we do have outdoor mats as well. And then the nine-hole executive course, which ours features seven par threes, two shorter par fours, the longest hole being 292 yards. And one of the kind of staple features is our fifth hole, which goes over the pond where most people like to donate golf balls.
Now, can people rent clubs there?
Yes. So we have loaner clubs available for the driving range. Then we have men's, women's, left-handed, and right-handed rental sets for the golf course.
So that's great. So you've got everything you would need to either play miniature golf or a round of nine holes of regular golf and a driving range to boot.
Yep, everything is here.
All right, Matt, and where are you located exactly?
So we are at 301 Mitchell Drive, right at the end of 795 and 140, located directly next to Reisterstown Regional Sports Complex, the Reisterstown Sportsplex.
That's where the ice rink and the playing fields and everything are there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Mitchell's Golf Complex. And Matt, thanks for, again, advertising at WCBM. And make sure you frequent Mitchell's because it's a great place to go and play golf for the kids or for the adults. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Matt Patella, general manager of Mitchell's Golf Complex. So it is a lot of fun. Funny story. I'll tell you a funny story, if I haven't said it already. We laid Joe Armacost to rest yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
It was his funeral. And Joe was a golfer. He was bound and determined to make me a golfer. And I just was never had the time or inclination or whatever. So he took us out to Mitchell's one day to the driving range, and we bought a bucket of balls. I may have told the story before, but it was kind of appropriate saying that Mitchell's was on this morning. And so took the ball out. He kind of gave me some coaching tips on my swing. And first ball I hit, man, it was great. It was like 250 yards straight on the plane. This isn't so hard. I might like this.
Yes.
Second ball, pretty good. Exact same thing. Hit the third ball, worm burner into the ground for, maybe 30, 40 yards. The fourth ball went sliced off into the woods, and the fifth ball hooked to the left. I couldn't hit it straight for another, 10, 15. So Joe, who was not really the most patient guy, he says, "You're done.
You're done.
You're done. You're uncoachable." But it was a great complex. I did enjoy my time up at Mitchell's, and I have played miniature golf there before when my children were small. So
that's fun. So I went to the driving range with my son once. He's a natural athlete. I am not. And he would very casually put down one of the balls you buy in the big bucket and hit it a couple of 300 yards. I mean, he's a big guy. He's very coordinated, very athletic. I put it down and hit it, go maybe 70 yards. And I'm thinking, hey, look at that, dude. 70 whole yards.
Yeah.
It's a skill set.
It's all about the swing.
Yep.
That's what it is. And so just incredible. But a nice place you want to take the family. All right, coming up next, mob attacks in Cincinnati and focusing on the police chief and her comments. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Initially, let us note that it don't mean a thing unless you got that swing. Now this, Ocean City Beach Patrol is reporting a recent increase in jellyfish sightings and stings. Officials there believe that the warmer weather and current salinity levels create conditions that jellyfish like, and lifeguards have been equipped with supplies that help to treat the stings and alleviate the burn. Frederick Mann, guilty of firearms trafficking and the unlawful possession of a machine gun. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, Jonathan Bartgis admitted to trafficking multiple firearms and possessing three machine gun conversion devices. The Baltimore City Health Department has extended its Code Red extreme heat alert through today due to the dangerously high heat and humidity. Officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Enhanced safety protocols are in place to protect city employees, particularly frontline and outdoor workers like sanitation crews, public works staff, and emergency responders. Wes Moore and Chris Van Hollen will visit Baltimore today to check out the progress of the Key Bridge demolition. Earlier this month, crews began using heavy machinery to remove the remaining bridge structures as part of a process that will take several months to complete. Maryland Department of the Environment has issued a new operating permit for CSX for the coal facility in Curtis Bay. The new permit requires additional measures to control dust and protect the community. Under the new permit, CSX has 120 days to submit a design to construct a windscreen to minimize dust from leaving the site. That structure must surround and be taller than the coal storage piles. In addition, CSX must install improved water spraying equipment at its coal rail car and loading operations. The state does not have the authority to shut it down, but it does have the authority to require pollution control. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery 441. Your pick 4, 6525. And now at 8:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new mine wreck downtown. If you're getting off the JFX at St. Paul Street, it's at St. Paul at Diddle. So just after Mount Royal Avenue, that would back us up a little bit coming into the downtown area. The beltway's still slow. The wreck that was reported near Greenspring was quickly onto the shoulder, so that's not going to be a big deal for the outer loop. The Parkville side is still slow. Not too bad through Greenspring. The west side is still slow right in that area as you're traveling from Liberty Road and from 795 working your way south. It looks like the inner loop now could be a little bit slow coming up through the ramp at Route 40. Just going to take a quick check over there. The last time I looked, all the lanes are open, but it gets a little bit slow from time to time as you're coming up the hill from Frederick Road and then up to the ramps at I-70, and that delay is there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are mild and muggy once again for your Wednesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, heat and humidity. Got heat advisories from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Triple-digit heat index values. More storms on the way Thursday with cooler temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Quite a day yesterday at Camden Yards as the Birds take two from the Jays in between games and Toronto reliever Sir Anthony Dominguez for a minor league prospect, the third Baltimore bullpen guy to go. Orioles haven't dealt a position player yet, but Ryan O'Hearn realizes that he could be that guy.
You know, I've had some time to kind of process and understand, like, you know, what is potentially about to happen. So just definitely trying to enjoy, you know, every minute with these guys. And, you know, we've grinded together all year long. So, you know, it's to potentially leave in the next few days sucks. It really does. But
O's and J's today at 12:35. Dean Kramer tries for the series sweep for Baltimore. The Ravens, meanwhile, in Owings Mills, highly touted rookie pass rusher Mike Green at the mic, doing well, picking it up. But, hey, it's a process, he says.
There's no shortcut into adjusting as well. So it's like the only thing that's going to help you is time. And I think the more time I spend here, the better I'm going to get and the more comfortable I'm going to be. So I think that I'll just let time take control of that, and everything should be working out fine.
The Ravens, by the way, with a new addition to the facility in Owings Mills, they have a recovery pool as part of the castle's new renovations, but they need help using it, so they sent out an SOS.
Hey, Mr. Phelps, we have a problem. Did you know that 1 in 3 Ravens cannot swim?
We have a solution for you, sir.
Ravens training camp in this beautiful aquatic center and teach us how to swim.
Ronnie Stanley, Kyle Hamilton, Charlie Kohler, and Marlon Humphrey in order, imploring Olympic swimmer and huge Ravens fan Michael Phelps, winner of 23 gold medals, to help teach players how to swim. More from Maryland head basketball coach Buzz Williams on Maryland basketball and the wealth of talent the area has to offer.
This state, this area, this part of the country, really good players, really good coaches, unbelievable support. And so not just myself, our players, our new staff, we're all really excited.
So why Maryland? And finally, a shout-out this morning to a local boy made good. My good friend Matt Zenitz from Pikesville, Maryland, just named National Football League beat writer by CBS Sports. Matt got his start at Pressbox. That's our sports media partner. He then covered the Ravens for the AP, the Terps for the Sun, the SEC for AL Sports Media Group, and now CBS and the NFL. His mom, Randy, in Pikesville must be felling, as we say.
He made it in spite of you.
He did. Not because of me. The time now is 8:37 when we return the new Green Monster.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, so this happened. This is not fake news, okay? And it's a couple pieces of audio, so just give me a minute here.
All right.
WNBA game Monday night, Golden State and Atlanta. Late in the game, briefly pause. Let's pick up the broadcast.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd. The officials will say they will continue play as that goes off the fingertips of the Valkyries. But that needs to be addressed.
That needs to be addressed. So then moments later, what are they addressing? Let's hear it now.
That is a first. And the object is still down on the floor, on the opposite side of the court. It was something green that was launched.
Anybody engaging. It turns out that it was a green phallic object that was thrown from the upper deck at the stadium.
Wow.
Didn't hit anybody, just
good
hit
arm.
The floor. Yeah, good arm is correct. And, so that happened. And the wig happened the other day. These two incidents, by the way, the wig getting pulled off and the green phallic object, on the same night.
Yeah.
In two different cities, in the same league.
Something tells me that these are publicity stunts to keep people talking about this league.
You think?
I think.
Wow.
I really do. I think this is coordinated.
Any publicity is good publicity, right, Bruce?
I'm confused about something.
Oh, he's confused.
I thought cavelling meant sweating.
No, cavelling meant like
filling
with pride. Yeah, pride.
What's sweating?
Schwitzing.
Yes. Schwitzing, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruce, you can't get schwitzing and kvelling mixed up.
Well, apparently not. Apparently I do.
Sean,
I'm looking at this green phallic device, and I'm thinking, if I'm Nike, I see
branding opportunity.
I see a merchandising opportunity here. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't call it the Green Monster.
No.
You got to call it something else.
You got to call it something else. Okay. You can't call it the Green Lantern or the Green Hornet either.
Wait. Maybe they should let the WNBA player who had the green phallic thing thrown at them throw out the first pitch at Fenway Park. How about that?
That might work.
Hey, by the way, aren't the Savannah Bananas coming to town this weekend?
Yeah, they are. August 2nd.
Boy, we're second.
I'll get there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Alrighty.
Okay. You get it all here, folks. Not just the action
the GFD.
On and off the field. Right.
The GFD.
It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Bob is in Woodlawn. Morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
How are you?
Hey, guys. I sent Bruce, I sent you a photo many years ago of LBJ. I just want to talk about how what these white leftists like Ben Holland, they're always making these innuendos that Republicans are Nazis. It's all about race with them. So, but like, if he goes in there to that ICE place, he's going to find like Joseph Mangala, you know, operating on people.
Yeah, I think that's the impression that they like to give, that somehow that what's going on behind closed doors is nefarious and horrible things are happening, experimentations happening on ICE detainees, where actually they're outside an administrative office, which I think, you know, that's so typically Chris Van Hollen. If you think about it, that's just classic. And the reason they didn't let him in is because they weren't finished making the margaritas yet.
Here's the thing. The detention facility itself is a little overcrowded. It's a little sparse. But the problem is, when the Biden regime let in millions of illegal aliens, many of them criminal, they weren't factoring in where we were going to actually hold them when Trump won and they were going to get deported. So it's their fault. It's Biden's fault that they don't have the necessary places to accommodate in a leisurely manner. The criminal illegal aliens are now being rounded up.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care, man. They don't care about minorities. They just care. They don't care about immigration. They just whatever is expedient. Whatever they can use as a tool, to as a proxy to attack, that's whatever it is. You know, they have no principle.
Yeah.
So it's all about expediency for them.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Thank you so much for that call. Appreciate that. It's 8:42.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is kind of fascinating. What happened in Cincinnati and the manner which is being characterized, if you're not aware of it, a mob... I began apparently with a slap or a punch. It was responded to by another slap or punch. That's where it should have ended. Instead, what it descended into was a mob stomping on a guy who is down on the ground. And, you know, when you have a mob of people wearing heavy shoes stomping on you and stomping on your head, that's not simply a scuffle. That's assault, and it's very serious.
What I saw, and I haven't seen the full context, but what I saw is a mob of lawless thugs beating up on an innocent person, and it's disgusting. And I hope every single one of those people who engage in violence is prosecuted to the full extent. In the wall. And they will be.
Yeah, that's J.D. Vance talking about the episode. He says one of the things that disturbed him most was to see in the footage, all of a sudden, somebody who turned around and sucker punched a middle-aged woman.
I don't know the full context. I don't know how the fight started. But the one part that I saw that was really gruesome is you had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. And where I come from, at least, when you have a grown man who sucker punches a middle-aged woman, that person ought to go to jail for a very long time. And frankly, he's lucky there weren't some better people around because they would have handled it themselves.
Yeah, more on that coming up. Wait till you hear the perspective of the police chief of Cincinnati as to exactly what caused this to occur. Get ready. Sit down for this one, folks. 8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Parkville side of the Beltway is still there. It's Bel Air Road. It goes all the way to Providence Road before it gets better. So you have to ride that out. You have Northern Parkway and Putty Hill maybe coming across through there to get away from that Joppa Road as a detour route. The west side is still solid, and I mean solid, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road before it gets better. The inner loop has that speed reduction coming up from Frederick Road, crossing Route 40, and then finally it gets better once you get up around the triple bridges at I-70. So that's another speed reduction there that has to be worked out. Still pretty much involved going into both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. Wanted to go down and check real quick here right at Camden Yards just to see if that backup was still there. It was going south on 95. No, much better now going south. Once you clear Camden Yards, you're good all the way out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, you know the drill. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid, scorching heat index well over 100. Heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. this evening. And then tomorrow we're expecting storms, heavy rain, damaging winds, and, of course, cooler temperatures as well. Right now, sunny, 83 in Middle River, 84 in Baltimore City. And it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I feel Feel Good News story of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all, and I mean all, your appliance needs. How about this? You can spend your entire life playing golf and never hit a hole in one.
Yeah.
And a 90-year-old man in the UK, John Payne, he thought he never was going to hit one. But then it happened. Yeah, right? He used his driver on a 200-yard par 3 and made a hole in one.
I had to drive off tee. There's a bunker in front of the green, and by sheer accident, it got over the bunker and hit the downslope, and it just travelled and travelled and travelled. And my friend said, "It's going in the hole," and it did.
90 years old, playing golf his entire life, and finally gets a hole in one. And that is our feel good news story of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. Town Appliance. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, a friend of ours, and a guy you know, Sean, Mike Opelka, a broadcaster.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he goes out golfing and he videos himself on every hole. He's hoping
just in case.
He's waiting for that one hole in one to happen. Who knows? It may for him. Back to Cincinnati for a couple of seconds. J.D. Vance says the only way to stop the Cincinnati violence, and this violence is endemic. You see this kind of crap going on in urban areas all over the country all the time. We can do a story a week on this kind of violence somewhere in this country. He said the only way to stop it is to start putting the perpetrators behind bars and make sure they understand they're being punished.
You've got to prosecute people. We've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities. How many of you all have wanted to go to downtown Akron or downtown Canton or downtown Columbus for a meal, but you're worried because the local authorities in these big cities have allowed lawlessness to run wild?
You know, he's talking about downtown Akron. Right now, that's nowhere near like downtown Baltimore, downtown D.C. An awful lot of us have said, basically, look, there are a lot of nice restaurants in the suburbs where I'm not going to feel at risk walking to my car after having dinner. However, this is the police chief out there in Cincinnati, and I'm going to mispronounce her last name, I'm sorry, but it's Therese, I think it's Thiege, T-H-E-E-T-G-E, and this is who she thinks is actually responsible for the violence.
Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event. That causes us some difficulties in thoroughly investigating the activity and enforcing the law.
Really? There's a distortion in a guy sucker punching a middle-aged woman? How is that distorted? I mean, it's pretty clear, unless you say it's photoshopped somehow, which it was not. There are a number of angles showing that. Our eyes, you know, can actually see the reality, ma'am. Our eyes can see somebody being stomped with boots going to this guy's head, kicking him in his stomach, kicking him in his back, kicking him in his face. That's not a distortion.
That social media post and your coverage of it distorts the content of what actually happened, and it makes our job more difficult.
It distorts the content of what actually happened, Sean. And again, I ask exactly how.
It just shows one side of the equation. Without context, without factual context. And then people run with that. And then it grows legs. And it becomes something bigger that we then have to try to manage as part of the investigation.
It shows just one side of a guy getting stomped. Wow, what would the other perspective be? That he was messing up the people's shoes as he kicked him in the head?
Well, here again, I saw the whole video, and there were two groups, a large black, about four or five guys, black group and white guys. And they were arguing over something. I have no idea what the argument was about. They were arguing. Two of them more heated than the others. And then the white dude slaps the black guy.
Right.
The black guy then punches the white. And so, okay, those two could go at it. Fine. They're going to go at it, and, you know, they got white guy, he committed the first assault. The black guy, I guess you could say, will argue with self-defense.
He struck back, yeah.
And so that's where it should have ended, just with those two. But then it devolved into a mob assault on everybody. Everybody that was white in the area that was sucker punched. A woman was sucker punched, not cold. She hit. She went down to the pavement, hit her head
in concrete,
bleeding
man.
From the mouth. Then while they were down, they were stomped on and punched. Someone, they were either unconscious or semi-unconscious, and therein lies the problem. So this is a DEI police chief who, by the way, was sued once before for anti-white discrimination, so she's a card-carrying member of the left. Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered the FBI to investigate this vicious, which some might say could be perceived as a hate crime. Two people have been arrested in that mob attack. One is out on bail from previous charges. There's a shocker for you.
That's a surprise.
8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
The Rob Carson Show.
Don't you suppose that the Democrat Party and the FBI and the DOJ would have already cherry-picked whatever was in the Epstein files to damage Donald Trump and expose that while he was out of office and Joe Biden was in office and everybody was in control? There was silence on the Epstein files altogether. Not a dang word from the Democrat Party on the Epstein files until Donald Trump said there's no there. And now they're like, aha, he's covering something up.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are still coming in with about a 15, maybe 20-minute drive right now, southbound on 95 and 895. The lanes are open now. The exit ramp from 95 south, this is a very long ramp that takes you eventually down to Russell Street, and then that becomes the BW Parkway. That ramp is a single-lane ramp, and it's busy, it's moving, but all that traffic is in a single lane, goes all the way down. Once you get to the Parkway, I think you'll be okay eventually down to the Beltway on the southwest side. Still some slowing on the Parkville side of the Beltway. That's going to be around a while. The outer loop as well still carries the heavy traffic from right now about Liberty Road down through Route 40 with the lanes clear, and then the Beltway southwest side right here at the Parkway. The lanes are open for that section of the Beltway in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's going to be, hot, humid. Heat index over 100. Heat advisory from 11 this morning to 8 o'clock tonight and then tomorrow. The storms will bring much-needed relief, but not before heavy rains, damaging winds, cooler temperatures by Friday. Right now, Severn is sunny and 83. Dundalk, 84. And I got a text here from in studio from Rose, who says that there are people who will protect an illegal alien who is a criminal. These are the same people who will say that this man and this woman in Cincinnati deserved
it. Oh, yeah.
What they got. Let's take a phone call here from Tom in Baltimore.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I got a little behind in my child support. Spent a couple days at Central Booking.
Uh-huh.
Big cage I was in. Multiple people, a lot of people. Half of us sleeping on the floor, one toilet in there, and nobody complained about alcohol conditions. Went to church recently, and police came in, then left, and came back with three or four and pulled a little boy out of there. Had run in there and hid in there. Nobody's complaining about the little black kid that got snatched out of there. Just the double standard that they have for everything.
Oh, in other words, Tom, where was Van Hollen? He could have showed up in your jail cell, right?
Oh, yes, and I didn't commit a crime. I just ran out of money.
Yeah. That was my crime. Yeah, I don't think that's on Kwesi Mfumi's radar screen.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your show.
Tom, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. So the Inspector General catastrophe. I don't think you could have intentionally botched this thing as bad as Kathy Klossmeyer has done. David Williams of the Taxpayer Alliance Group saying that she didn't even know the code. Maybe that's why she violated it.
And it's clear that there are two options. Either you reappoint the sitting inspector general or you have an open process. You don't do both. And that's what Klossmeyer did, is she did both.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, whoopsie.
See, and yeah, Democrats make it up as they go. This is what they do. I mean, it's just amazing. And the Baltimore City Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, she said the skill set for Khadijah Walker just doesn't quite match up.
So the skill set between an auditor and investigator are completely different. An auditor looks at yellow book and red book standards. An investigator has the green book standards. When you do an investigation and you are targeting on an allegation against a person. However, if you're doing a audit, you're just targeting on a process. So it's investigations that hold people accountable. Audits don't.
Audits don't, right. But the investigations do. And then there's this small little thing called a conflict of interest.
It's obvious that they've had a working relationship in the past, and it doesn't matter how many times they've communicated. It doesn't matter when the last time they've communicated. These are two people that know each other.
Yeah, he's talking about Elkins, her boss at EPA.
Yeah.
So, Eugene, that might have been nice to make public prior to the fact. And both Cumming and Williams say, look, this whole process is just irretrievably broken.
We are trying to ensure that they actually go in with eyes open, understanding how important it was and how fundamentally flawed this whole process has been.
Whether it's the process, the person, and now we see that the conflict of interest is a real conflict of interest, this process is broken.
Yeah, broken, and thus, Mr. Williams says, he thinks that the pick is in jeopardy.
This pick is unraveling.
Go back and take a closer look at the process.
Yeah, it's unraveling.
Yeah.
And the county council can save face here by not confirming Khadijah Walker and instead reappointing Kelly Madigan.
Yeah. By the way, our congratulations to Katie Ledecky. She's extended her 15-year win streak in the 1,500-meter freestyle. She broke the career medal ties with both Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte at the World Swimming Championship. That happened just yesterday. She's earned her sixth title in the 1,500-meter free and the 22nd world title overall. So congratulations to a local Katie Ledecky.
Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you, Christmas in July sale today, and tomorrow, last days of the sale. So you can save 50, 60, 73% off all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, nutraceuticals. These are healthy, natural supplements with no side effects. You can use to lower your cholesterol, to be heart healthy, multivitamins, to lose weight, to fall asleep, stay asleep faster, for prostate, for both men's and women's women's hormones. You name it, we have it. Over 50 different supplements, all natural. Order yours today at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com for the Christmas in July sale. Kim is next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.